Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app, twitch.tv/MonsterRX931.
And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.
RX 93.1 presents TMR, The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush, your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi 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 yadi.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy.
The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Rawith Wednesday.
It is my cue that we're halfway through and there's a little spring in my step. There's a little skip.
The weekend is fast approaching, my friends. Very excited.
Just hang in there. You're almost there.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, when you do have a spring in your step, still look where you're going.
Be careful.
Just to make sure you're okay.
But you know what? I had a random realization yesterday. I was like, since I recovered from my injury partially, I've been doing the most. The most.
What do you mean?
Like, I've been regularly doing my chores. I've been cleaning, cooking. I even made my bed yesterday and today before going to work, which I never do.
Okay.
I never have time for that. Also, I've been doing my skincare religiously. I've been watching new shows, new movies. I've been reading. Doing the most. And I was like, you know what? This is like the most productive I've been in a long time. So if you feel like you're lazy, unproductive, you feel like you're not getting anything done, try getting a sprained ankle.
A sprain.
And being unable to move for days. Because it might motivate you to actually do stuff once you're able to move again.
Maybe because you couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So when you finally can do something, you're like,
oh my God.
Let's do this.
Let's go. LFG.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. You're right. And it's like, wow, look at my place. Everything is in order. Everything is in the right place. Just, I don't know. I just feel extra motivated to get my life together.
Now the question is, how long will this last?
Hopefully, like longer than the bruises on my foot. And like, my gosh. About yesterday was the first day I wore shoes. So yesterday, I wore sneakers for the first time. Like, you know, medyo soft naman. And
okay.
Chica saw it. Super luwag. Just so it doesn't, you know, doesn't hurt my foot. But when I got home, oh my God. Like, the bruising got worse.
Yeah. You know, just like a bruise. Like, for example, you got your blood drawn during your APE or something. And then let's say the nurse wasn't so good. Like it looks just a little black patch. The next day, parang medyo malaki na siya. And sometimes in 2 days, it becomes like a scary looking thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it spreads.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. My foot is so ugly. I think me being productive is pretty much me distracting myself from how ugly my left foot looks at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to look at my foot, so I'm just going to get busy. And I'm just going to get things done.
Post mo ng photo.
No! Never! Oh,
post a photo.
An ugly photo.
Yeah, pausin natin yung photo. Send photo.
It looks so nasty.
Send a photo of your foot. Okay.
But anyway, yeah. So,
yes.
I'm just saying. Sometimes it takes something for something good to happen.
Take it away from you to make you appreciate it more. Which is basically the ability to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi pag wala lang, natamad ka.
You can always do it tomorrow.
You can do it tomorrow.
That's like the mindset.
And then suddenly goes, you know, life goes, no, you can't do any of it.
Mm-hmm.
For like 1 week.
Oh,
suddenly
my God.
You're like, can I do my chores now?
I wish I did them before I got
hurt.
Can
I do my chores now?
Yes.
So today we've got a top 10 for you. Thanking Glensome for the topic. This is going to be interesting. Hashtag, how well do I know you? For example, if ever you're accused of a crime, one look in your eyes and I will know if you're guilty or not.
Feeling ko hindi magulang yung nagsasabi na ito. Sino bang magulang? Mabait ang anak
namin.
Sino pa naman ang may gustong tumakbo?
Totoo yan. It will have to be like a significant other. Like somebody who knows you.
I mean, yeah, obviously, your best friend.
Obviously, your parents raised you, so they know you. Pero you don't reveal yourself 100% to your parents.
And most of the time, they refuse to see it. Even if maybe it's already obvious.
Kasi pag friends, we can see the good and the bad in our friends.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're our friends. Iba kasi yung parents kasi you want to think your children are the best.
And I think you're like a reflection of them. They look at you that way.
Yeah.
And so if you do something horrible, they would kind of feel partially responsible.
Yep. A lot of the, when you hear interviews of the parents of mga kunyari serial killers, di ba, like in those Netflix documentaries, they're really like, I'm shocked. I never thought that my kid could ever do such horrible things.
Yeah.
And you can see, it's more like ganun pa rin yung reaction nila. It's never a condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you expect from them?
Yeah.
These are the kids that they raised from birth. I mean, the most you can do is like for them to like say, I didn't expect it from them.
Exactly.
In my eyes, they were good children, but you know, I do acknowledge that they did these horrible crimes. But you know, that's basically as much as you can get from the parents. Because ano naman ang gusto mo? Like, so, di ba?
I'm sure may guilt pa din.
Meron yan, for sure. Another example, how well do I know you? I look at you, you look at me, we start laughing.
Oh, so true.
How many times has this happened? Like,
so true.
No words. At saka sometimes it's not even a look na yung may magtataas ng kilay. Because you have to be very subtle, right? If you do that, obviously you'll be found out.
Mm.
But sometimes it's literally a look. Like poker face. Like RBF. Look at each other from across the room. Tas tawang-tawa na kayo.
You know, when somebody makes a mistake by reading a script.
Yep.
Like, when somebody even slightly mispronounces a word.
Yeah.
And alam mo yung minsan, if you were on your own, maitatawid mo na eh.
Yeah.
Hindi naman obvious eh. But when you're hosting with someone, they know. And they know that you know. And you know that they know. So when you look at each other, it's like, oh no.
Like literally, pag may nagkamali, what I do is I try to find a piece of paper. I hold it to my face so that I don't see Hazel.
So you don't have to look at each other.
Yeah, I have to block her out. Because like I do not want to see what her reaction is. I just need to keep going.
But then when I look at you and you look like that, I already know.
Tapos madidinig ko na yung bungis-ngis mo. Oh my God, that's it. Game over.
It's the beginning of the end.
Even worse is like during a meeting.
Oh my God,
because
yes.
Obviously ito, like you can't. You can't react. But there is non-verbal communication. And like, whether it's a natatawa ka or it's a rolling of the eyes.
Poker face, even.
Poker face.
Poker face. Like, you can look at each other, like, for half a second and look away.
And then zero reaction.
Yeah, but no, you know.
No laughing, no rolling of the eyes, no taas ng kilay. But you know, there was a conversation that went on.
Yes.
Yep. How well do I know you if you ran away from home? I'm probably the best person to find out where you are.
Because you know where they go in certain situations.
Yung parang you know what they're going to think, how they think, where they go when they're upset.
Yeah.
Lalo na yung mga sa movies, di ba? Like, remember those, like, this is my special place. Mm-hmm. Di ba? Whether it's, I don't know, in one K-drama that I caught, it was an abandoned house.
Yeah.
That the character goes to when she's upset. In some movies, it's like a, alam mo yung parang like a cliff overlooking the city. Di ba laging ganyan? Like, this is my secret spot.
I feel so sad for myself that I don't have a place.
A secret spot?
I don't have a spot.
I don't have a spot. Mine is just like the condo.
Me too. Like, why go out when I can just cry here? When I can be upset in the comforts of my home.
I think because you live alone. But for people who live with people,
It's harder.
You have to have your own secret place.
Or you lock yourself in the shower and
you
just
lock
cry.
Yourself in the shower. Or yun nga, yung the place you go to when you don't want people to find you.
You know what? Let me think of a good spot. Tapos gagawin ko na na thing yun.
This is my secret spot.
But then again, okay. So, wala tayong spot, diba? But like, what would we most likely be doing? Kunyari na, we're going through something, we're upset. Like, what do you think would be an activity na gagawin mo to take your mind off it?
That's tough.
Because I'm thinking for me, it would probably be like, siguro na sa time zone ako. Like, I would go to an arcade, play.
Oh, I get that.
Maybe.
Oh, probably a coffee shop.
Because,
you know, coffee is life.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Probably, yeah. Like, because I don't drink, but I need to drink. I mean, I don't drink alcohol, but I need to drink. So that would probably be coffee in my case.
How about, like, a cinema?
It could be a
where
cinema,
where it's
too.
Dark.
Yes.
And, like, diba?
With coffee.
Dadaan ka muna ng coffee shop.
Actually, no. That's a wonderful combination. Cinema and coffee.
You know what?
I once had
to run out to get coffee, like hot coffee, while watching a movie. And you know, I don't drink hot coffee. Kasi napakalamig.
Oh.
To the point na, alam mo, nangangatal na yun. Kulang na lang maging kulay blue na yung lips ko. Yeah. Parang ano, parang isang malaking cryo chamber yung sinehan.
Oh, I've experienced.
It was freezing.
And on a day na wala kang dalang jacket.
Wala akong dalang jacket.
Because I usually bring jacket when I go to the cinema.
Hindi, pero ito talaga yung lamig na kahit naka-jacket ka, sobrang lamig. As in, sabi ko, what the hell? What is going on? Like, I had to tell my friend, just give me a second. Nanginiginig na ako kasi.
I will buy coffee.
Naginaw ako. Yeah, wala na akong pake. Like, I bought coffee. Tapos talagang, alam mo yung kamay mo, yung talagang naka, ano dun sa cup? Yeah, it was that bad.
Okay.
I think it was like the cinema dito, malapit.
Malapit dito.
Yeah. Feeling ko wala kasi masyadong tao.
That's true. Ako kasi, what I get to experience, yung nanonotice ko when it comes to aircon, pag last full show, they turn off the aircon midway.
Ah, okay. So, pagpatapos na medyo pawala na yun.
Pawala na. It's painit na ng painit.
And, ah, parang experience ko na yan.
Kasi nga parang like, but it's wise because nga naman may residual pa siya. But they shouldn't turn it off too early.
Maybe not halfway.
Not halfway.
Maybe 3/4.
Yeah.
Diba? Pwede na.
How well do I know you? Alam ko kung ilan ang nunal mo. Even the hidden ones. Oh, that's kind of knowing you.
Are you manunal?
No.
Oo nga eh. Parang when I think of you, I can't really think of like
But I do and I...
Or they're mostly small kasi. Nothing like noticeable.
Walang mega mole. Not so.
I tried to avoid that. But you went there. You went there.
Hindi.
Let it be known, Marky, it wasn't me.
Hindi. Pero you know, wala akong mole of Asia. So...
hirap talaga pag wala ako.
So, wala naman ako ganun. Pero ang naman ako, red moles.
Red moles?
My mom kasi has red moles. I have red moles.
I don't think I have.
Like bright red, ha?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Where?
I don't remember. Pero meron ako like a couple. And I remember my mom kasi has a lot. And I've always wondered na parang, do I have them? Tapos parang, if I'm not mistaken, baby whale ata said, ay, meron kang pulang nunal. And I'm like, oh. So I guess I do have it. So maybe in my back because I don't remember where it is. But people have told me that they've seen red moles.
I think my most prominent mole would probably be the one I have in the middle of my forehead. But it's not big either. It's tiny.
It's not noticeable.
Yeah, and it's flat. It's not like, like you said, Misha Mole of Asia.
Yeah.
So, wala lang. I mean, but if you know me, and if you see me enough, I think you would remember that I have a mole in the middle of my forehead.
I do have a feeling if we were friends with Marky when he was younger, if we were childhood friends,
Tayo yung bullies ni Marky.
We would be the reasons why he would have it taken out.
Yeah.
Because of us.
My gosh.
Right? And, you know, one last example. How well do I know you? Give me 5 minutes to observe you as you go around in a party. And I will know kung sino yung mga type mo. Just by the way you act. Just by the way you interact with them. Just by the way you talk to them. Yeah. I will know.
It's so funny. You should use that as an entry. Kasi I was talking to Hannah last night. Diba she was watching our Facebook Live?
Yeah.
Tapos nag-join siya dun sa in-between ng mga the Toms or like the Ryans or whatever. Diba? We were choosing the Chris's. Tapos parang at some point, she's like, talaga si ganyan? Like she couldn't believe that you chose like for example, Tom Holland. Yun yung kanya na parang like she couldn't believe that
what?
Tom Holland was your number one Tom. Like above Tom Hardy, Tom Cruise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, basta ganun kasi talaga eh. And then parang she asked, ano ba yung type ni Chico? And then as I was answering her question, she's like, kasi ano, like, ganito, yung type niya, actually, Polynesia. Ay, pero ganito, actually, napakadami kasi niyang type. Lahat type niya. Kaya mahirap din i-pinpoint. Hindi mo alam kung sino.
Hindi talaga.
It's all over the place.
Ano ko, eclectic?
Oh, eclectic yung taste ko.
Universal. Totoo. Yung parang hindi ako namimili, TBH. But, yeah. Sometimes I would always think na, ay, hindi ko rin sa foreigner, no? Pero hindi rin, kasi ang dami ko rin gusto na Pinoy.
Yung ultimate mo.
Pero diba, like, I don't even know what to say. It's like, I love them all.
You don't discriminate.
I don't discriminate.
Love that for you.
Yeah, it's universal. Kumbaga sa, ano, kumbaga sa, yung pag nag-charge ka, ako yung adapter. Like, kahit saan, pwede isuksok.
Kahit ano, pwede saksak mo. Or yung ano, maraming butas. Di ba may ganong adapter, yung universal, you take with you too. You take with you when you travel.
Tapos
iba-iba yung itsura ng butas kasi parang depende kung anong...
Very ano, very adaptable. Yeah, I'm an adapter.
Chico Adapter Garcia. That's gonna be our new
name. Plug me anywhere. Plug me anywhere. Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. The top 10. How well do I know you? Go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag How Well Do I Know You in all your
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. But before that, let's do some greets.
We want to say good morning to Archer Aguilar. Good morning to Juice Blank, who says good Wednesday morning. Actually, gloomy Wednesday morning.
Ooh.
My low pressure area daw within the par. Kaya magdala palagi ng payong, says Juice Blank.
Actually, it has been a bit gloomy and drizzly the past couple of days.
Yeah, better be prepared for that for when it rains. Hello to Juan Miguel. Also to the rusher formerly known as Budinger Z, who says, thank you for the birthday greet yesterday. Truly made my birthday special, listening live from Rome.
Oh, wow.
Nice. What a beautiful photo. Good morning. Hello to Simply Nedge. Engelbert Lazaro says, hello to Annie, Borge, and Denz. Good morning to Victoriano and Melai Super Girl as well. I almost said Melai Super Guy.
Okay.
Rhyming.
Super Guy.
Diba? Melai Super Guy.
Super Guy. Pwede, pwede.
Pero Melai Super Girl.
Imagine ko si Nora Honor naka-superhero costume. Super Guy.
Why? That's my only question. Why?
Because it's Super Guy.
Hello to Me-an, listening from Finland.
Oh, what is this?
International listeners?
Why are
what?
We so international?
International appeal?
This is Belgium, pa, diba?
Right.
Oh my God.
So hello to you, Me-an, from Finland. Silent brusher for as long as Eric can remember. Belated happy birthday to Chico.
Thank you.
I'd like to greet my kids, Jessica and Faye, who are currently in the Philippines. Lots of love. Kitos. I guess, I don't know, does that mean like kisses? Maybe.
Okay.
I'm just guessing. Also, saying hello to people from the text line 0961-1367-931. Don't forget, we're on Viber and Telegram. Good morning to Edward Dasmariñas Villona. Hello to AC Nelson Caparas, also says, good morning. Please greet my friend Janina Magahom a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Janina! Also, hi to Annie, and she says, what's up to Angel Lazaro and Mayor Angelo Obias? Hi to Christer Salvador. Christer requested for the Mandy Moore track we played a while ago. Hope you enjoyed that. What's up to Nate Choi and Niel, and his friend Mark Santiago. What's up to Renz Rufil, and good morning to Chinito Ken from the land of the Chinito Moreno na honk na amoy bambini dito sa AF Uptown BGC.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Gym code or gym mode, having you in the background is both good and bad. Hirap magbuhat pag natataw.
Wow. Yeah.
Ano ba yung binubuhat mo? Baka yung honk. Kaya mahirap talaga yan. Hello to Rose Ann, who says, hi Hazel and Chico, good morning from Melbourne. I'm telling you.
What is this?
I'm telling you, our appeal is just international.
Alam mo, total, they're all listening from different countries. Pag ano tayo? Miss Universe. Miss Australia!
Miss Finland!
Miss Finland!
Uh-huh.
Miss Uptown BGC! Chinito Ken.
But yeah, that's it for greets. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. But I do have that. Like, don't you get those moments na, yeah, it happens when you laugh. But sometimes it's not just, it doesn't just happen when you laugh. Yung walang strength yung kamay mo. Like, you can't write.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens to me all the time. Like, I'm holding a pen and I'm like, I can't write.
Because he can't do anything.
Like, I can't grip the pen with my fingers. And I don't know the physiological
explanation
to that. Why do you have those moments when usually after you laugh, but sometimes hindi, it means in random na I have to sign a check and I'm like, why can't I grip my pen? you feel like you have no strength in your arm.
Maybe you should grip something else. Para feeling to get mas kaya the strength
yun,
back.
Mas kaya yun. Pero pag yung, alam mo yung very... How do you call it? Mas pino yung movements, like fingers?
Masyado kasing maliit yung pen.
Maybe.
You know, sometimes it's more difficult, diba?
Kasi
you don't
is.
Have a lot to hold on to.
At saka you need more nimbleness.
Yeah.
Nimbleness.
And you have pretty long fingers.
I do.
So I can imagine might be a little more difficult for
it
you.
It dwarfs and anything I hold.
I have the opposite.
You have the opposite
thing.
Effect.
Like, my fingers have the opposite effect because I have small hands. Everything looks bigger. I hold looks bigger.
More impressive.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Number 10 from J.R. Keita. How well do I know you? Kung maglalaro tayo ng two truths and a lie, or may guessing game na tipong reveal your deepest, darkest secrets, eh, for sure, panalo ko.
You know, when I hear two truths and a lie, I can't help but think of Kathy Hilton, the mom of Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Kasi diba, she's in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and they were playing two truths and a lie, all of them, like all the housewives. And then when it was her turn, she gave three truths. And they were like, wait, but isn't that also true? Yeah. Oh, okay. So you gave three truths. Hindi yata gets yung game.
Para hindi niya gets yung game.
She just basically gave
like trivia.
Kala niya siguro yun yung point ng game.
Ang hirap kasi ako. Ano yung mga naglaro, puro tita.
Exactly.
Na ano eh, na tita mode yung
Wouldn't you like to be part of that game?
Hindi.
Sali ka. Sali ka pag ano, mga ganun, tita
lie,
mode
I
games.
I can't lie even if I try.
Parang you do it every day. You're good at it, actually.
Number 9, coming from Not Isidro. Alam ko na kapag lumalamon ka, ibig sabihin nun, stressed ka na naman or namomroblema.
Stress eating.
That, I hate that. I mean, I'm not always a stress eater, but I do have moments when I stress eat and I hate it.
And sometimes you are aware. You know that you're not hungry. You just want to eat to make yourself feel better.
My biggest stress eating era was the pandemic. You know how, like, I was so strict with my diet. It's not a specific diet. It's more like, you know, the usual lang na you avoid things that are not so good for you.
Mm-hmm.
More of that. Very loose yung diet ko. Pero I really adhere to it. When the pandemic struck, alam mo yung, I got the feeling na, are we even going to be here, like, 2 months from now?
I might as well eat, like, all
exactly.
The stuff that I want to eat.
Exactly.
While we're here.
And I started eating like anything. And then, of course, obviously, as we all know, like, it dragged on for a couple of years. So can you imagine how many years akong, like, I wasn't watching what I was eating?
Mm.
If I wanted something, I would eat it. If I craved for something, I would eat it. I gained so much weight. And now it's, now that I'm kind of like, we're kind of getting back to normal.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time doing what I used to do so effortlessly pre-pandemic.
Like buttoning your
suit? No, I mean, diet-wise.
Oh,
like,
okay.
That day it was so easy. For example, it was so easy for me to do away with carbs. Easy. Like, not eat rice? Ah, sure. It was second nature to me.
Mm.
But after the pandemic, I'm like,
habits talaga, no? They're
habit
so hard
talaga
to break.
Siya. And I also know that, you know, all you have to do is relearn the habits.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, it'll be easy too. You just can't do the first step. It's always the hardest.
But,
and it's not like it's new to me. I've been doing this for years.
Like pretty much your whole life, your adult life.
I just need to restart something that I'm very familiar with.
Since you mentioned the pandemic yesterday, I was having like wistful thoughts about the start of the pandemic.
Oh.
Alam mo yung parang, I was like, I kind of miss, like, the start of the lockdown. That point, that period.
Point. Oh, I don't.
Yung parang, no, just kind of like, yung parang, the novelty of it.
Yeah.
And like how, you know, we really never thought we'd experience anything like that in our lifetime.
In our lifetime.
So, yun lang, yung parang feeling na, walang paso, pero may sweldo ko.
Well, yeah.
Of course, you know, we don't want anything like that to happen again because of all the, you know, all the horrible things it did. And I'm sure hindi lahat get may ganong thoughts na namimiss nila because, you know, a lot of people lost loved ones and had like serious trouble coping.
Repercussions. Yeah,
yeah, and parang mga irreversible damage na caused ng pandemic. But, you know, just from just a little part of me kind of misses yung parang walang tao sa kalsada.
No, let's face it, it's the whole, yeah, alam mo yung pag,
it was something new.
Pagbagyo.
Yeah.
And walang pasok. You know, like when you're the kid version of us, we were like, yay, walang pasok, signal number 3. But of course, you also know that a lot of people nasasalanta.
Yes.
They lose their homes, yes. They lose their lives. You know, you understand that part, but there's still that part of you that's like, yay, walang pasok.
Yeah.
I guess it's
that. And then yung parang na-miss ko yung parang, remember yung mga pinagkakaabalahan na ng mga tao, magbate ng, ano, magbate ng Dalgona coffee.
Dalgona, yeah.
Diba? Kasi that was one of the first things na nauso eh.
Nagkakangalayan, diba? Nang mga kamay.
Ikaw ba? Nangalay ka ba nun?
Alam mo, I never got into Dalgona.
I didn't try.
I never got into it.
Yeah,
I never tried.
So yun. Tapos yung mga sushi bake na, diba?
Yeah.
Na biglang nauso.
Sa akin kasi panic. It was more like, what I remember is, kunyari success, nakapunta ka ng grocery, nakabili ka ng supplies. Because of my personality, and how anxious I am, next thought ko na, but how long will this last?
Yeah.
And pag naubos na tong nabili namin, will there still be supply?
Right, but also for
I could
me,
never, I could never shake that feeling off until now, actually.
For me, naisip ko din na maybe a huge part of why parang medyo I kind of romanticize that period.
That period.
Of our lives. Was I think a big part of it was because my parents were here when it happened. Mm-hmm. They were in the condo. They were staying with me in the condo. I wasn't alone. Yeah. And yeah, it was like I don't know. I mean, it was kind of magical, but at the same time, of course, horrible.
It was scary.
Scary. But yeah, there was something about it na parang na-miss ko lang kahapon. Na-realize.
Right. Mm-mm. And number 8, coming from The Jedi Master, how well do I know you? Definitely more than just your 1 minute viral video.
1 minute lang?
Yeah. It can be anything. It can be a sexy viral video. It can be like a TikTok viral video.
Mm.
It can be a scandalous viral video.
Yeah.
A cancel kind of viral video. But if kilala mo yung tao na involved in that, you're like, I know you more than just that.
Yeah, because a lot of people will forever remember certain celebrities or viral sensations as the person that created that video
exactly.
Or the person that created that meme.
So, kunyari, na-cancel ka because of a video that spread. You can be like, oh, but I know that that's not really you.
Mm-hmm. It was like a lapse in judgment.
It was a lapse
maybe.
In judgment, but I know better, and I know that you're really a good person. You're not that.
How did it feel when you went viral for the first time? Like with that Frozen video, was that the first time you ever went viral? Na like yung ganong scale?
I would say only.
The only time.
Yeah, yung ganon.
Yung ganong like, scale na millions like, of views.
I don't know, the last time I checked, parang nasa 16, 18 million views.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And for something that you created. It was like an original content, diba?
Yeah.
So how did that make you feel? Did you actually think it would
oh,
go
no, definitely not.
Crazy viral?
Definitely not. And I saw, I saw like an American version of it.
What?
I don't know if it's connected because it's American. It was a white guy and he was singing to Do You Wanna Build a Snowman? Pero about drinks, about drinking, about getting drunk.
Oh.
Like, do you wanna get drunk? Basta parang ganun, like literally an English version of that video. And then I was like did like this guy see it from like a Filipino who watched
maybe
that and then explained it? Because sobrang exacto.
Oh.
And I don't know, like, is it a natural progression?
I mean, it's highly possible
it's
with
possible.
Like that many views. Hindi mo na alam kung ano yung na-reach nun eh.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Right? And number 7 from the Super Malice Guy, how well do I know you? Tunog pa lang ng notification ko from you, alam ko na kung masaya or malungkot ang message mo.
Tunog ng notification.
Alam mo yung nag-tut-tut. Ay, may problema to.
Hindi ba isa lang naman yung notification alert?
Or tut-tut. Everything. Ay, yaya to ng gimmick. Ay, pero I know people ha, who are like, with Baby Whale, meron siyang meron siyang like one of mga besties niya. Meron talagang ganun na parang sixth sense. Yung biglang like, how are you? Are you okay? Tapos sabi niya, alam mo, nag-message si blank and like, eksakto. Like, alam mo, pag meron kang pinagdadaanan,
yeah.
Tapos they have no idea, you never posted anything about it, and then they just like get in touch with
parang
you.
Parang they think of you out of nowhere.
Yung parang, oo, yung parang biglang, are you okay?
Huh.
And I know many people na meron silang relationships na ganun. Like, biglang tatawag yung tagal yun na hindi nag-uusap during a time when you kind of like, if you're going through something.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't have this?
I don't think so.
Ako kasi, I don't have it for myself, pero I know so many people who have friends na ganun.
Oh.
Yeah. Or actually, even Baby Whale mismo, siya din yung parang like, text ko nga si ganito. Parang ano, parang napanaginipan ko siya. Tapos totoo, biglang turns out merong pinagdadaanan.
I ganito. Thought of a friend yesterday and I thought maybe I should message her because we haven't spoken in a while.
Yeah.
But I didn't because I was like, but you know, that's so random.
It's so random. Pero diba, like, malay mo.
Kasi hindi naman to like super close friend. Like, you know, a friend but not super close.
Kasi sometimes it's not because they know you're going through something. It's more like just a hunch. Or not based on anything. It's ganun. Like sometimes si Baby Whale sa ano, dream. Yung parang, uy, napanaginipa kita kagabi. Are you okay? Parang ganun. Tapos may sabi lang, ay, perfect. No, actually, no. I just broke up with my ganyan.
I should message her.
Diba?
I mean, I wonder why I thought of her randomly yesterday. Yeah, yeah. So maybe I should message her.
Number 6 from Mike Ferrer. How well do I know you? Not much.
Except all the secrets you blurted out when you got drunk last night.
Ooh, do you tell the person the next day? Kunyari, marami ko ni-reveal sa'yo.
Ang daming depends niya. Like, kunyari tayo, tapos yung hindi naman ganun ka-incriminating yung secrets, and hindi tayo magiging awkward, aasa rin pa kita.
Paano kung incriminate?
I probably would, ano, I'd probably like,
pretend
you didn't say anything.
Oh. Okay.
And even if you ask me, if it's really awkward, even if you ask me, I'd be like, huh? I don't know. Or maybe you did, but I didn't hear it. The dead mind ko na lang. Kasi awkward eh. If it's awkward.
If it's awkward.
But like, off the bat, I can't think of
kunyari,
anything.
Kunyari, bigla akong nalasing, tas bigla akong nag, like, I think I'm falling for you, Chico.
What? Sorry? Ano daw? Parang wala na ako narinig.
I think I'm in love with you. Kunyari, biglang may ganong sobrang weird revelation.
Boss!
Boss, petition to have
Boss, petition to change shirts. Doon lang ako kala Kayla Enrico.
That would be like peak awkward, no?
Peak awkward.
Diba?
Kasi diba, yun, that's what I mean. If it's something like that, na alam ko, tsaka not just for me, ah, kasi ako, like, I can handle awkward. Feeling ko rin, ikaw,
I
kunyari,
would, yeah,
if
yeah.
you would feel super awkward, then I would pretend that I did. Pero kunyari ganito, kunyari, the awkward, ano, is that, super galit ka pala sa akin.
Okay.
Then I'd hate it, but I'd probably, like,
try to address it.
Like, lalo na if,
yeah, yeah. To squash the beef, diba?
And especially for us, for example. Kasi we work together. Mm. Like, it's not like, kunyari, friends lang na you can go back to your house, I can go back to my house. If it's inevitable that we deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Pag ganon, kahit awkward, yeah, I'll probably say it.
Yeah.
Kunyari, work-related. Kunyari, work-related. O mga ganon or something.
Uh-huh.
Or kahit hindi work-related. Pero if it has something to do with somebody that you see all the time, like a relative, a co-worker, how could you ignore it?
That's true.
Magkikita kayo araw-araw, tapos pretend ka na it's also mong, going to eat at you, di ba?
Yeah, alam mong may parang bad juju.
Tapos galit pala siya sa'yo and all this time, nagchichikahan kayo. Di ba, ang hirap din.
True.
Hirap din. Number 5 from Adobin. How well do I know you? Well enough that even if you don't open your mouth, I know you didn't brush your teeth.
Alam mo kung sinong kawawa now that people are bullying online? Yeah. Si India Farah.
Oh, the plaque?
Oh my God, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
Okay, she's a drag queen for those who don't know.
India Farrah Fawcett, she's a drag queen. And let's just say she's a little problematic.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people say,
she's parang, not very likable.
Parang she's a liar or whatever. So there are a number of queens, but there are a lot of queens na parang medyo, alam mo yon. They were calling her out on her BS. But then again, ako, parang gets ko yung you call her out, like for the stuff that, the bad things that she did. Pero yung to make fun of her for her appearance, parang it's a little off. Kasi parang, well, you're being a bully too.
Yeah,
so, you, that doesn't make you a better person. You know what I mean?
Kumbaga, address her being a bully.
Yeah.
But to like, ibabato mo, tapos very ano pa talaga. Like, they're talking about, they post photos of her, close-up of her smile, na may mga,
na may plaque.
Plaque yung,
pero yun nga eh. Tapos parang sabi nga nila na parang, you know, some of these queens na nag-participate dito sa, ano na to, bashing na to. Parang, they're the ones who are first to call the fandom toxic. Tapos sila yung madaming sinasabi. Yes. But look at your behavior. Doesn't that encourage that kind of thinking sa mga fans when you do stuff like that?
At saka ano eh. And let's face it. Like, we're not saying this because we're exempt or that we don't do it. You know how like, when you see somebody na feeling mo 100% bad behavior, parang you feel like you have an excuse to throw it back at them.
And sometimes,
do bad behavior yourself.
Yeah. Well, parang, ano, nothing is off limits.
Nothing is off limits.
Kasi parang, they deserve it.
Yun. It's so dangerous.
Yeah.
And I call myself out in my head na when I do that, na parang like, kunyari, let's make it very simple. Kunyari, somebody said something mean about my looks. Parang the general reaction is, titignan ko kung ano itsura mo. Pag pangit ka, I'm like, how dare you call me pangit when you're more pangit yourself? And then, alam mo yon?
Yeah.
And if I call this person out, I would feel like I have the right to do it because you did it first, and second, that you deserve it. Because how dare you criticize me for my looks when your looks aren't that great either? Kasi the problem with that way of thinking is that, so does that mean pag maganda sila, they have a right to insult you?
To be mean to you.
To be mean to you.
Yeah.
Which is also wrong. Kasi
exactly.
Diba, like, would you do that if maganda yung nang insulto sa'yo? Diba hindi?
Yeah.
Because mapapahiya ka.
Bottom line is, toxic behavior.
Is toxic behavior.
Is toxic behavior.
Yeah.
Whether you started it or you responded with it, it's still toxic.
Totoo.
Yeah.
And
that's
we're
sad.
All guilty of it. Okay, we're not saying this because we don't do it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
We do it too. That's why nga parang it's more like an introspection kind of thing.
And when you see something na hindi ka naman involved in, like what we just talked about, parang dun mo marirealize na, you know what, I think I do that too sometimes.
Too.
So now, medyo mas ano ka na, mas aware ka na of that behavior. So maybe it will make you a better person because you will consciously try to avoid doing that next time.
Exactly. Kasi remember, I remember there was this one specific, there was this person online said something bad about a local celebrity.
Mm.
And then, na parang basically, basta,
okay.
Very specific. Said, mukha siyang blank. Tapos, everyone like, went to the account and in the face of the person who commented.
Mm.
And it's like, my gosh, ikaw pa ang nagsabi na mukha siyang ganito. E, tina mo itsura mo. And they pounced on her. And gets mo na parang like, I get it. I get the anger na, ang kapal mo to insult the celebrity. E, tina mo nga itsura mo dyan. But then, like, bugbog.
Ang malala kasi doon.
Bugbog talaga yung tao.
Ang malala kasi doon, hindi siya nagiging tit for tat eh.
Yes.
Na parang, I say something mean about you say something mean about me. Especially if one person has more influence than the other.
Yeah.
Diba?
So, saka nangyari talaga, parang binato kita ng bato, binato mo ko ng bundok. Medyo
ganun
yung
Ang daming
sumali. Uh-oh. Multiple bundoks.
Yes.
Medyo, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot to say about that. Number 4 from Juice Blank. How well do I know you? Alam mo kung saan mo itinatago yung mga quote health magazines at quote self-help books ko sa shoebox sa ibabaw ng cabinet dun sa hindi naaabot ni mama.
Health magazines.
The incriminating stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm in interested in looking at other people's stash.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yes.
Just because it will tell you a lot about them.
Parang ano eh. You know what? Checking out people's stash is like that. Yung nauso noon na yung people will look at your bag.
Bag raid. What's in your bag? Uh-huh.
Bag raid.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'll just like, what's in it? And it says a lot about you.
I would be terrified. Like, I would not want anyone
really?
To see my quote-unquote health magazines.
Oh my
god. Or like health videos.
Pero bag okay.
Oh, my bag. Yeah, fine.
It's fine.
No, yeah. But like, if we're
the
talking
stash.
About the stash, like the stuff I watch,
okay.
I would not want anyone to see it.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Like, I would be... Yeah, I would be petrified. Ikaw, willing ka?
No, I mean like, obviously not.
Wala namang ganun ka-incriminating.
Obviously not. Pero sa akin kasi it's more like people will be like, yeah, confirm. Ganun lang. So, alam mo yun, yun na yung incriminating part about it. But other than that...
Yeah, no surprise there.
No surprise oh. there. We knew that. I mean,
parang
like...
Parang wala namang anything that will...
Yun. Kasi like, if you didn't know it, then yeah, maybe it's incriminating. But if you do, then...
Yeah. Yeah. Shrug it off, right?
Yeah.
Ako parang hindi kasi ano eh, shruggable yung content.
Hello?
Parang no. Parang I wouldn't want you... to see me through the stuff that I watch.
Oh my gosh! Hello? Hello, show?
I would not... Yeah, I wouldn't want to be judged.
Okay. Mm. Number 3 from Emo Fats. This is interesting. How well do I know you? Hindi ko alam ang gusto mo, pero alam ko kung ano yung ayaw mo.
Because sometimes people are more vocal
wow,
when it
yeah.
comes to stuff that
that's
they
true,
don't
no?
like.
Like sometimes you don't know what a person like when you're buying a gift for someone. Alam mo what not to buy, but you're not sure what to buy.
There's that, and then let's go take it up a notch. Dating, I think that as you get older, it's
that's true.
Easier to discern what you don't like in a partner versus what you like in a partner.
Right.
Like, if you were to ask me now, okay, like, if we were to give you the ideal partner, what would you... Like, what do you want? Hindi ko alam.
Hindi, tsaka sasagutin mo siya with what you don't like.
Yeah.
Like, if I asked
that's
you...
That's how it would be.
What would you want in a partner? And you'd be like, ayoko ng kengkoy. Ayoko ng clingy. I mean, like, you know what you don't
yes,
like.
Yes, yeah. Diba?
Yeah, you're right.
But then, yung when it comes to the stuff I like, mas vague. Kasi parang, well, yeah, I like this. But then, if they don't have that quality, it's okay also. Diba?
Actually, no.
So, kaya nga parang, diba, si Millionaire Matchmaker, si Patty Stanger.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember right, I used to watch her show. Tapos parang, she would always tell the ladies or the men she's trying to set up with people na, okay, what I want you to do is write a list of your, like, 5 deal breakers. Doesn't matter whether it's like a physical thing, a behavioral thing, or whatever. But sub 5, but be specific. Okay? And then, ang point ng exercise is, that way, hindi ka parang iyo sa lahat. Eh, I don't want. Kasi, meron ka lang na 5. So, kung hindi nila, wala sila nung 5 deal breakers mo, even if you're not attracted to them,
pwede.
Let's say, you will, parang you're gonna have to consider them.
Yes.
Diba? Na parang actually
that's
that makes sense.
Ha?
Because pag ganun, parang wala kang masabi. Kasi parang, oh, hindi mo naman nilagay sa deal breaker mo yan eh. So, diba? You should be open to it.
That's true.
It's actually a good exercise,
a good
I
exercise.
Think. Which I don't practice because I'm just like, I don't want anyone.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think if you're actively looking for a partner, if you want to be in a relationship but you find yourself unable to find anyone that you're particularly attracted to, parang dinidismiss mo lahat ng nagpapakita ng interest, lahat ng interesado sa'yo. You're like, I don't, you know, I'm not interested. maybe you should do that. Maybe you should write your deal breakers and be and like keep an open mind. That's the whole point.
This reminds me of that movie that I was telling you about yesterday. That Billy Eichner movie, Bros.
Ah.
Diba, like, because he was, it's about like this.
It's like a gay movie, right?
It's a gay movie. This gay guy who like, basta ganun. Dami niya issues kasi. Mm. Tapos, in the trailer, meron siyang friend, we're in a very interesting state. We're in a throuple. Tapos sabi niya, throuple? I don't want to be in a throuple. I don't even want to be in a couple. Tapos sabi niya, I think I'm the real progressive one here. Because I don't want to be in a relationship. You know, I'm happy by myself. And that's the real, like, everyone now is like, you know, we have to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're not complete or we're not blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So that's an interesting thought na baka nga yun pa yung progressive, no more than people in a throuple or in a quadruple or in a quintuple. Maybe just being okay with being alone is the rebellious, you know, state nowadays.
Possible. It's possible.
Because everyone's just wanting to hook up with everyone.
Yeah.
Diba? Number two from Yogon. How well do I know you? Let's just say that I am the perfect character witness, both for and against you. Like, if you need somebody for defense, in a lawsuit,
I'm
the best.
Here, yeah.
Pero kung meron ding gusto kang ipako, I'm also the perfect person to say.
Yan yung mga ano, yan yung mga ride or dies mo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can save you. They can destroy you. Mm-hmm. And the top, how well do I know you? And I love this entry. Comes from Maxim De Winter.
Maxim De Winter says,
how well do I know you? People hear what you say. I hear what you don't say.
Ah, I like that.
I love this entry. Because I'm pretty sure everyone who's listening to us now will have a person in mind na who does this for them and yung that you do for them.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung they can say they're okay, but you know that they're not okay. They can say that they're happy for a friend, but you know they're not really happy for the friend because they're hurting.
Even when someone is upset, tapos sinabi niya na why they're upset, you still know na, yeah, you're upset because of that, but there's something else.
There's something else.
You're not seeing it, pero alam ko.
Tsaka diba yung, even in, ano, in, you read it a lot in the written works, but what she was not saying was that blah 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 blah. Diba? Yung, like, she was really happy for her ex, but what she was not saying was she felt bad that they used that he used their song for their blah blah.
Pag ganyan, you have to ano talaga, you have to read between the lines.
Very important. Mm. When it comes to the people you love, people you're supposed to know, you have to know. You have to hear what they're not telling you. Mm. Family, friends, significant others. It's a very important skill.
Yeah.
So there you go. There you go. The top 10, how well do I know you? Go ahead, tell us all about it. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag How Well Do I Know You in all your tweets.
7:27, it is Riot Wednesday, so we're playing songs from the 2000s to the 2010s. Only the all day today. And now, homegrown music from River Maya. You'll be safe here only on The Monster.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But before that, let's do some greets.
Let's say good morning to Cindy, who says, Happy Pride Month, fam. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Hello to Renz, who says, what? Riot Nang, love yourself? Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. What's up to Rhea, who requested for Angels and Devils, that Dish Walla song we played a while ago. Hope you enjoyed that. Hello. Good morning to Mark Enriquez, also saying what's up to AC, Martin Duenas. Happy Riot Wednesday. Hello to Joe Gan, who says, hello from the faraway land of Green Hill, San Juan.
Oh.
Hi. And also, good morning to ODH. We'll try to play your song in a bit. Mighty Borgie says, happy midweek. Hi to Maxim De Winter, who says, matatalo na ako sa nilalaro ko pero inuna ko talaga yung tawa ko sa tita mode.
Ay, kasi nga. What else do you call it?
I mean, yeah. But yeah, good morning to everybody. We'll mention more names in a bit. Don't forget, 0961-1367-931. That's the Monster text line and at RX931 on Twitter.
All right, so we've got our top 10 courtesy of Glensome. Thank you, Glensome, for the fun topic. How well do I know you? Let's start off at number 10 from ODH. I know the names and birthdays of your parents and siblings. Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You must be very close.
Some people can't even remember their partner's birthday.
Wag naman partner. Pero hindi, pero I kind of get the whole, hindi, siguro naman dapat parents and siblings. Alam mo naman dapat yata. Pero I must say, if alam mo pati birthdays ng parents and siblings of your significant other and your friends,
I,
that's something else.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah. I honestly, I don't think I know.
Kasi ako, I would remember if, let's say,
birthday nila, ano, pero, yeah.
No, not just that. Pero yung kunyari yung magkalapit sa birthday ng somebody that I know.
Right.
Kunyari, pag birthday ng mom ko, birthday din ng kapatid mo. Parang ganon. Yun maaalala ko because it's
same.
Connected to something that I know, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Number 9 from JR Keita. How well do I know you? Impressed na impressed sa akin si Jowa. Kasi sobrang compatible daw kami. Kasi lahat ng interests, hobbies, and favorites, magkaparehas kami when we met. Ang hindi niya alam, pagka-match pa lang namin, tinok ko na siya sa social media.
Oh my God.
At pinag-aralan ang lahat ng mga interests niya.
I don't know how smart I feel about that though, because you're not being authentic to yourself.
Well, that's true.
But then again, what if you do and, you know, enjoy whatever, diba, na parang ginawa mo lang because the person that you're into is into it.
Sa akin kasi parang it's good to do your homework. I mean, maybe don't pretend, pero gets, like, at if you just want to be familiar with yung, like, kunyari, you meet somebody and then nakita mo na parang biggest Drag Race fan. If you don't know what that is, to watch a couple of episodes, get yourself acquainted. For me, it's not bad. At least meron kayong something to talk about. And lalo na, kunyari, yung ganun nga na first date, kakamatch nyo pa lang. Yung parang at least make sure that there's something
right
that you can talk to. Kasi yun namang, if you're going to, like, get along, that will happen in time.
Sige. Itetest kita.
Oh, sige.
So, ano alam mo sa pagmumotor?
I like riding.
Ito pa. Ano alam mo sa football?
The foot part. The foot
that works,
part.
I guess.
That works. Alam mo,
but it's kind of cute when you're able to tell na parang, alam mo, nagpapanggap lang to eh.
Ang cute.
Parang cute. Ang because cute. You appreciate the effort.
Mm-mm.
And sometimes, siguro if you're comfortable enough, you kind of test them just to see kung talagang may alam sila. And it's even cuter when you eventually admit na hindi naman talaga. It's just that, kasi I know you like that.
Ay, pero
eh.
ito ha. One of my biggest passions now started off purely because si Crushy was into them.
Ano?
Basta, I'm not telling.
Ano?
I'm not saying. It's too embarrassing.
K-drama?
Basta. No. Basta. Like, kasi super into that siya. Ako naman, parang like, eh, hindi naman ako magpe-pretend. But I'm like, what's the big deal? Yung parang remember yung Rika story na pag merong siyang gustong, yung nag-try siya mag-skateboard. Can you imagine that example? Pero nagustuhan niya talaga mag-skateboard after that?
Pokemon?
No. Pero yun eh, gets? Like, mahilig siya doon. So, tinry ko. And I genuinely got into it to the point.
Meditation?
Pero yes. Pero no. Pero yes. Pero no. That's not what I was referring to.
Pero isa yon.
Number
Pusa?
Eight.
Well, isa pa yon. See? I know you.
Well, hindi yun ano. Yun, yun. That was an honest thing. Kasi sinabi ko sa kanya that I'm not into cats at all.
Mm-hmm.
Pero alam mo yun, yung, at least ito, there's this genuine like, alam mo magugustuhan mo yan if you just give it a try. You know, and I was like, oh, oh nga, no. So we went to cat shows. Uh-huh. We met people with really nice cats. So ano ko na, oh, they're so like, they're like dogs. Like you can pet them. In my head kasi before, parang cats, kakalmuting ka, you try to touch them. Alam mo yun, yung, pero yun, like from the start, sinabi ko na I'm not into cats.
Pero mahirap din yun ah. Minsan kasi merong, hindi, magugustuhan mo yan, try mo lang. Eh, paano kung di mo talaga nagustuhan? Diba?
Oh, hindi, pero at least nga, you didn't pretend that you're into it.
That's
yung isa
true.
Kasi delix eh. Mm. Kasi like, you know, I was pretending that, oh yeah, yeah, I'm into that. Pero hindi naman pala, diba? Ito kasi buti na lang, I really got into it. And well, I really found it interesting.
And you're into animals naman kasi. So, diba, parang hindi naman malayo nga na magustuhan mo.
That's true. Number eight, from the Super Malas guy. How well do I know you? Alam na alam ko kung sino-sino ang isa-suggest ko sa'yo sa IG.
Screenshot na yan.
Diba?
Send in sa Viber group.
Sa Viber group. Check this one out.
Parang wala na masyadong gumagawa nun eh. Si Rika ay mahilig sa ganun before eh.
Not forward. Oh,
true. Eh kasi parang ako kasi I would do it but then usually nakikita ko pina-follow mo eh. So parang eh, nauna pa siya eh.
Huli na ako sa balita.
So, okay.
And number 7 from Genshin Impacto. Pag sinabi mong free ka ba later, alam ko, pag gusto mo lang talagang gumimik, at alam ko rin, pag may problema ka kasi. Like, there's a way you say it that you're like, ay, kailangan nito ng inuman. And there's the whole, ay, nako, this is going to be fun. We're going to, you know, have a lot of fun tonight.
You know what? I don't remember the last time
you fell in
that
love.
I remember.
No.
I can never forget that. No, but I don't remember the last time that I actually messaged a friend that message. Yung parang free ka ba?
Parang,
because I'm going through something.
And tara, labas tayo.
I'm really such an isolationist.
Yeah.
Alam mo yon? Parang, same. I mean, I know that they would, I mean, I'd like to think they would.
Know how.
I mean, like they would say yes kung magsabi ko na ganun. Parang, I'm going through something, like, I need a friend. Alam ko naman na, hello, I do have friends. Yeah. Obviously, if I told them that, diba? Pero hindi talaga ako ganun eh. And I remember, even when I injured myself, like, I literally never really told anyone that, I mean, directly, na parang, uy, napilay ako, I need help. Like, obviously, I messaged our boss because, you know, I wouldn't be able to go to work.
Right,
ganyan.
Right.
But yung tipong just friend, it's funny because when Hannah found out that I injured myself, because she doesn't watch IG stories, and that was the only thing na parang pinost ko na, oy, may pilay ako, nagpicture ako ng crutches, diba, or something like that. So, really, she never saw it. And we would still like message each other, like send each other reels and stuff like that, na hindi siya aware, completely unaware siya na may injury na ako. Tapos, it was her husband, so hello, Andrew, who actually told her. Kasi nakita yata niya yung stories ko or something. So, then she called me, maybe a couple of days after I injured my foot.
Yeah.
She's like, hi! Ano nangyari sa'yo? Napilay ka na! And that was when I was like, yo, I fell down the stairs because I missed a step. And she was like, do you need anything? Like, we're in the area. Like, and then I was like, yeah, can you buy me bread and like eggs and like groceries? And then she came over and dropped them off. But alam mo yung parang, I could have asked her earlier.
Kasi alam mo, ako, mas kaya ko yan pag ganyan. Like, physical need. It's easier for me to ask for
emotional.
Help. Pag emotional, will not hear anything from me.
Ako, see, even physical.
Ako physical, I can. I would be like, uy, you know, I'm out of commission. Could you like buy this for me? I don't have a problem asking that kind of help. Mas hindi ko kaya yung like an emotional kind of help. I can't tell
ako kasi
people
minsan yung physical leads to emotional. Mm. Alam mo yung parang, yeah, I'm in physical pain. And then parang medyo mapupunta na sa, I'm all alone. Nobody's gonna like,
yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't wanna bother anyone. So I'm just gonna like be completely useless here. But then obviously, like I said, I had to message our boss. And fortunately, one of them offered to like take me to the hospital. Or like, yun nga, buy crutches for me.
Yeah.
Which was paeng. So yung ganun, parang oh, can I get you ganyan-ganyan? Pag ganun, parang okay, then I will respond na.
Yeah.
Pag ganun. Pero yun nga, yung parang a friend, tapos saan, I don't know. Parang sinisave ko sila for more dire for, situation, yeah. Siguro.
Yeah, I get it. Reminds me of like, our mom's classic, ano na parang, hindi, huwag nyo na, ano, paminsan-minsan lang, daanan nyo lang sa kwarto kung sakaling bungo na ako.
So, oh my God!
So now you know where I get it from.
Oh my God!
You know where I get the drama from.
Grabe yung buho na ako.
Parang chicken nyo lang. Kasi baka you might need to like remove the
ano. So wild. Mm-mm. Oh my gosh. But yeah, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult. It's a skill that I have yet to learn. I don't know. I feel like before naman, hindi naman ako ganito.
Ganyan.
Like my, yun nga, one of my friends told me na parang, you remember when you were in like high school or college ata and you called us kasi you were left alone, parang you were home alone,
yeah,
and you didn't know how to wash the dishes. Apparently, I called them for help.
Just for that?
And I was like, SOS, come over. And they came over and like helped me wash the dishes because I was like, I don't know how to do it. Like,
help me. I don't know how to do this.
So I don't know how I went from that to this.
To this.
Hmm. Diba? Parang such a turnaround for me.
Alam mo, minsan napapaisip tuloy ako. Is it really because we're afraid to ask for help? Or is it also vanity?
We don't want to look like we can't help. We can't, help ourselves.
It's not because we don't want to bother people. Is it that? Because it's possible. Is it because we were afraid of rejection? That we don't want yung biglang humingi tayo ng tulong?
Tapos biglang
hindi nila maibigay yung tulong and then we'll be destroyed? Or is it vanity? Na parang because you're showing vulnerability and you don't like letting people know that you have a weakness?
Honestly, it's a mix of both for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right?
Ang galing mo kasi you...
totoo.
You hit 2 points and they're both true. One is vanity. I don't want to appear vulnerable anytime, ever. But also, yes, I don't want to be rejected because it would destroy me.
Lalo na from people you feel for sure tutulungan ka.
Oh, at speedang di ka tinulungan.
Oh, meron pa isa. May isa pa.
Ano?
The spoiled brat.
Like, what?
Don't make me ask for it. Offer. Sabihin mo, hindi totoo.
I hate that you know me. You know me. You know who I am.
Diba? There's also that.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Yes.
But
don't make me ask for it. You have to know that I need help and offer it so that, you know, I
maybe,
feel special.
Maybe that post on Instagram was like my way of telling people, look, I'm injured. Do something.
Do something now.
I can't walk.
Diba? Oh. Takes one to know one.
Appear tayo.
Appear. Medyo malayo ka, pero sige, appear.
Pero, yeah.
And number 6 from Juice Blank. How well do I know you? Alam ko pag may crush ka. Ang creepy ng ngiti mo. Mataas ng 4 octaves yung boses mo. At nagpapabango ka kahit wala ka namang lakad.
Yeah. It's so easy. Ako, with me. Pag like you're all present.
Yeah.
Like the crush. And the friends. Di ba nga yung parang the last time I had a little crush on someone, apparently, like, a friend sensed it immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
And I had no idea. And she's like, I wanted to ask because I felt something. And I was like, really? Was I that obvious?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't experienced it. Because I don't think... Ay, hindi, sort of. Meron tayong naging guest na parang, when the guest left, nagtiinan tayo.
Ah, well, yeah. I remember.
You remember
that.
Which one?
I remember.
Right?
Uh-oh. It's not what you think.
Oh, magulat kayo. Magulat kung nalaman kayo. Nyo. Pero yeah, diba?
And number 5, coming from The Jedi Master. How well do I know you? Diyos ko, sa dami pa naman ng after office sessions natin. Yeah, alam mo, sometimes yung gano'n, no? Yung it's not even the... Yun nga, like we were saying earlier, yung mga tipong, uy, free ka ba later? Halika mag-ano tayo, mag-one-on-one tayo. Sometimes it's more of the whole, late dadating yung sundo mo, late dadating yung sundo ko, tapos nakaupo lang tayo doon after office hours, and then we started a conversation that just happened organically. Minsan yung pa yung sobrang...
Oh, yeah.
Ang daming lumabas na like, who would have thought that we would bond like this? Di ba? Minsan it's those...
My gosh.
Instant bonding sessions that you never planned.
Sobrang nakakamiss. But, you know, usually it only happens at a certain age.
Yeah.
At a certain point in your life.
I agree.
And depende rin siguro sa work hours. For, like, for example, for us, medyo... It's not very likely that we would do something after work because usually you'd have work. Or like... Hello, it's the middle of the day.
Yeah, it's the middle.
Alam mo, parang we both have stuff to do at home or whatever. Tsaka parang sa kapupunta.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember when I was on the night shift.
Yes.
That was when like all of like some of the best work relationships mm-hmm. that translated into like great personal relationships. Yun talaga yung foundation. Because when Sarah was my partner, for example, I remember like we would hang out after work. Like I would also get a ride from her home kasi every day. So we'd usually be like, yung mga spontaneous, parang, you wanna get something to eat? Like, you wanna go to this place? You wanna go to that place? Tapos nag-uwi sa club, na-uwi sa karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one point that right after the show, sobrang spontaneous, we ended up going to a karaoke place. Inabot kami ng umaga.
Wow.
We were together. We were walking along Jupiter ng mga 5:30 ng umaga. Naghanap na kami ng breakfast kasi gutom na kami. Ganong level. Before we parted ways. Alam mo, sa dami ng time nyo na na-spend together, ang dami nyo nang napag-usapan.
Hindi naman kayo na 1:50 habang naglalakad kayo. Habang naglalakad kayo ng this oras along Jupiter.
Sa Jupiter
1:50 Hindi naman kayo na 150.
Hindi naman.
Ah,
pero,
good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, even with like other partners like Andre, Tara, iba talaga siya.
Yeah.
Pero yun nga, mas ano siya, mas parang logistically speaking, mas okay siya pag gabi ka.
Actually.
Or siguro even regular office hours because at least you end at like what, 5, 6? You can have dinner.
Kasi, yung sa atin kasi,
ano?
Like, una-una puyat ka kasi gumising ka na maaga. So, the only thing on your mind is
going
like,
home,
I need to take
and
a
going
nap
back
now.
To bed. Yun talaga. Hindi, diba? Pero may mga random din naman tayo na parang we'd have coffee, right? But then we also do it kasi during the show. And yun nga, parang wala kang maisip pang puntahan pag maaga.
Tsaka very ladies who lunch na tayo.
Yun nga, ano, Mary Grace tayo after work. Diba?
Parang sumakit yung lalamunan kung kailangan ko magsalabat.
Tara, bonding tayo over a cup of salabat.
Oo, oh, diba? Number 4 from Queen of Deadma. How well do I know you? Alam kong pag straight English ka na, galit ka na.
Ako pag blessing. Tsaka galit.
Tsaka, oh, okay. Both.
Yes.
Lalo na when arguing.
Yes.
Ang nangyayari, nagiging English. Hindi kasi, mainly because I find ang dami kong words na very specific to English that I need to use. Kaya nangyayari, nagiging Inglesero ako pag, when arguing. Yeah.
Yeah. Ako, the first time I experienced that, I can still remember. Tapos, ano din, right after the phone call na ganon, yung usap namin, na-realize ko, damn, I just spoke in English like the whole time.
I know, right?
Like, alam mo yung parang, and then na-realize ko, parang iba ako.
Oh, iba parang ako lawyer, ganun.
Oo,
lawyer,
kasi galit na galit talaga ako. But yeah, I guess it really happens.
It does. And number three from Arabin. How well do I know you? Sa kembot pa lang ng bewang mo at itsura ng lakad mo. Kahit isang kilometro ang layo mo, kilala na kita. Just by the walk. Even just recent, no, like baby will always tell me this all the time. Pag kanya nasa dogs kami, kasi when we're with the dogs, there's a point na meron kaming mat, little cushion mat. So higa na kami doon. And the dogs would also lie down, you know, with us.
Yeah.
And minsan baliktad kami. Like, alam mo yung my head would be on one side.
Mm.
Tapos, baby whale would be... Para kasi nga, hiwalay kami ng dogs.
Yeah.
So, some dogs will be with me, some dogs will be with baby whale. Tapos, nakabaligtad kami. So, minsan, lagi niyang sasabihin to na parang, alam mo, kunyari, hindi nakikita yung mga mukha. Tapos, all I will see is like thousands of feet. I will know which one ka.
Talaga?
Yeah.
By the way you
by
walk?
By the way, no, by the itsura of my feet. Alam mo, kunyari, binatatakpan mo yung, all you will see are feet, random feet. You don't see any other part of the body. That's 1,000 na mga pairs of feet. Sabi niya, ma-identify daw niya kung alin yung paa ko.
Bakit? Meron bang distinct?
Wala naman. Ano pero yung the shape of it, ano niya talaga, I swear, sabi niya. Alam ko yung paa mo wherever, like kahit hindi kita makita, paa lang. Ma-distinguish ko kung sino ka.
Ako, feeling ko, now, pag hinalo mo yung pa ako sa 100 tao, may malalaman mo din kung alin yung pa ako doon.
Kung alin yung bruise.
Kung alin yung nangingitim-ngitim yung mga bandang gitna.
Yung ano, yung mukhang binugbog ng 10 gorilla.
Kawawa, no?
Kawawa.
Kawawa talaga yung left foot ko. It's
kawawa talaga.
Pero alam mo, yung walk, before, when I was much younger, confession, I had a signature walk.
Oh.
Like, when I used to be a little bit of an attention whore. Not gonna lie.
Uh-oh.
Especially, like, if I know that, like, someone, you know, cute or someone I'm into is, like, behind me. Kunya nagpaalaman na tayo. Mm. And then I'm gonna turn around. I have a walk!
A walk?
I don't know. Somewhere, I kind of lost it somewhere. I mean, I still have it. I can still do it. And every now and then, I would still do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do it way less now. Hindi na ako attention. Let's just put it that way. But before, oh, my gosh, I would do it. I would do it in the club. When I enter the club, when I'm on my way out, I would do it like in school. Parang feeling ko, oh, my gosh. It's embarrassing.
Very,
no. About it, but
no, like our Miss Universe contestants.
Yeah.
May pa nga, di ba, the cobra walk, the
yes.
lava walk, the tsunami walk.
Mm.
You know, it's very particular to you. And remember, even the supermodels have that. There's the Tyra walk, there's the Naomi walk. And there really is. Tapos di ba, like yung iba yung uso ngayon, di ba yung the stomping walk?
Yeah.
Galit.
Uh-oh.
You know, it doesn't actually look very graceful, pero it's a distinctive walk.
Ako, ang tawag siguro sa akin, walk up like this.
Walk up like this!
Nakakainis. Uh-oh. I just walk up.
At saka yung mga ano, walk culture. Mga pa-walk.
Pa-walk! Uy, parang iba yung pa-walk. Huwag kang ganyan.
Oo, mga pa-walk.
May ano yun. It means something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like a...
does it mean?
Yeah, it means, ano, like a sex worker.
What? Ah, kasi parang ano...
I heard it from someone. Pero hindi ko rin sure. Yeah, streetwalker. Yun yung tawag in Tagalog.
I have never heard that.
Or not
that.
Tagalog, but like, yeah, oh, parang siya yung Pinoy slang.
Talaga?
Yeah. I don't know where I heard that information from, pero yeah.
And number two from Yogon, how well do I know you? Alam ko kung kailan ka lalayuan at kung kailan ka dapat amuyin. Amuin.
Aso yer.
Sorry, iba yun. Alin, ibang topic yun. Alam ko kung kailan ka lalayuan at kung kailan ka dapat amuin at lapitan. With significant others, this is very important.
Mm.
Yung, there are times na yung, just leave me alone. you know, don't. Lalo pag after a fight, meron talagang time elapsed where if it's too recent, you should know when
just
to back
stay
off.
Stay away.
Just back off. It's not that we're sweeping it under the rug. It's not that we're not going to talk about it, but just not right now. Just give me some space to breathe.
Pero ikaw parang ang alam ko, lagi kang, ano eh, ready na amuyin si, ay, amuyin si, ano eh, si baby.
All the time.
Kahit hindi nga, ano eh.
Alam mo, minsan like, parang ako,
there's not a need for it eh.
Kasi parang ako aso. Like, no, alam mo, like literally, like yung out of nowhere, yung, I don't know, we're probably like, turning off the lights or something. Tapos bigla na lang, didikit ko yung ilong ko sa shoulder, like,
di pa ganun yung mga lola. Pag, when they kiss their apples.
Let's stick with aso.
You'd rather be a dog than a lola.
Let's stick with aso, okay? Why don't we?
Sige.
Being a fur parent, let's stick with aso.
Hindi, pero it's actually quite fascinating to see.
No, but I've always been a smeller. Even as a kid. Mm-mm. Even as a kid, I've always been a smeller.
So may mga, ano ka ba? Like, scent identity sa mga tao.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Alam mo yung, kunyari, of course, si baby whale. Mm-mm. That's not even like a question. Alam mo yung amoy niya. Pero like, ano yung na-associate mong amoy with your co-hosts? Sige nga.
With Marky, parang, then that's again, no, with you, ang mga naaamoy ko, mga amoy rotary, ganyan.
White flower. Oy, hindi ako amoy matanda, ah. Baka isipin nila.
Hindi. Alam mo,
no, because I do have friends na mahilig sa mga ganon.
Alam mo, strangely enough, I associate smells with people who don't wear perfume regularly.
Oh.
Kasi syempre, when you wear perfume, ang maamoy mo yung perfume.
Uh-uh.
And people don't usually use the same perfume all the time.
Yeah.
Diba? You mix it up. So there's no definitive scent gets. Kasi like, the one that I'm telling you about, like the one that I really like to sniff, it's not the perfume. It's the scent of the person. So for baby whale, for example, I actually don't like the smell of perfume on baby whale.
Oh.
Like, I like the scent of the human being.
Pero nagpa-perfume ba si baby whale?
Nagpa-perfume din naman. Pero that's not the scent that I associate. And that's not the scent that I look for. The scent that I want. Same thing with the dogs, for example. I don't, like, when we have
them groomed. Diba ayaw mo nga yung parang bagong shampoo na may cologne or whatever?
We tell them, please don't put perfume or powder.
Mm-mm.
Just, you know, give them a bath. And I wait until the shampoo smell goes away. And I love that smell. So unless I get to smell you guys na which paano, kailan naman mangyayari yun, diba? Hindi ko naman kayo sinisinghot. I would usually just smell the perfume that you have for that day.
Ako ano eh, I smell your shenanigans. I smell all your lies and all your I smell your dirty DMs
gonna. Ako ano? Ako kay Marky. One whiff of Marky. Uh-huh. Alam ko na ako may ganap the night. Alam ko na ako may ganap the night.
Talaga?
Mm-hmm. Alam mo yung amoy kasalanan.
Amoy kasalanan. Yun talaga.
Amoy pagsasala.
Mm-hmm. Parang nadadalas.
Parang nadadalas
yung amoy kasalanan eh.
May ganun. And the top, how well do I know you, comes from Al Macchiato.
Al Macchiato says,
this is so fun. True story. Hubby and I played a similar game the other day. What's my favorite color? What's my favorite food? Etc. You know that game, right?
Yeah.
We've been together for 10 years. I kid you not, I got every single question right. And he got every single question wrong.
Oh no! Oh no!
Like siya, 100%. Tama yung sagot niya.
Pag ganyan, away.
Alam mo, isa nagpe-pay attention, yung isa hindi.
Would you get mad?
I'd find it funnier. Yeah. it's not one of those things that are super important to me. Unless issue ko siya.
Hmm.
Which hindi naman. Alam ko naman.
Oh my God, we should do that for our in-between.
We should do that.
We will have like basic questions.
Tsaka yung the really easy ones.
Tapos we'll answer it how we think the other person will answer it.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do that.
Very ano, newlyweds game. Di ba yung mga ganun?
Tayo, ano na lang. Partners game, co-host game.
So there you go. We do have two more batches coming right up. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
Also YouTube and Twitch TV. We'll see you guys there in a few minutes. For now, ODH requested for some Parachute. Here we go. Let's play She Is Love on Riot Wednesday.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Yes, we're on Facebook.com/RX931. Check us out. We are also on Twitch TV and YouTube Live. You can take a morning to Monster Plug-in. Checking out our Monster text line 0961-1267-931. Good morning to Jay Lasada, who says, belated happy 36th birthday, Chico.
Thank you, thank you.
Also saying hi to Ronaldo Quino, to Miggy Hidalgo, to people on Twitter as well who messaged us. Good morning and thank you for enjoying the Ride Wednesday playlist. As always, what's up to Ram, to Odie1 Kenobi, to I'm G-Man's girl, Coco Hernandez, who says, I wonder if the hosts also sing along to the songs like I do. But Riot Wednesdays, of course. Hello.
Yeah.
And hi to Ronnie Mark as well. Sydney Schroeder also messaged us saying hello to you as well. I miss hearing that Mooney song. Well, glad we played it earlier. And hello to Joe Gan, who says good morning. And it is the 22nd of June. It's my mom's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday,
Ma!
Birthday.
Because
wow.
She watches our Facebook Live. I think she watches on YouTube, but she usually watches the day after. So she doesn't watch live. She watches like the recorded ones on YouTube. So happy birthday
happy birthday.
Tita Baby of the world. Tita Baby of the world talaga. Yeah, and hello to Red Sparrow, who says, adding to the international listener from New Zealand.
Ayun, we have New Zealand rushers too.
So, good morning to you. And yeah, well, my mom, she's in Virginia, so international listeners represent.
I know, right? And can I just greet Letty Ambal? Happy 60th birthday!
Happy birthday!
That's coming from May Ambal. So, the mom is in Mindoro and May is in Catanduanes.
Like
Kitin Duenes. Remember one of our Kitin Duenes.
Duenes.
Yeah. So hello and happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Hi to Rich Villarde, who says morning from across Strata 2000. Oh, did you see Chico?
I went downstairs.
You went downstairs.
You saw this lovely lass. Like
and what did the delivery dude tell you? Okay, because I usually am the one to order. Tapos ako yung sasagot pag tumawag.
Right.
And I'm like, nandiyan na po kayo sa baba. Okay, sige po, pababa na po. Obviously, sounding like me, right?
Right.
And then
when I went downstairs, I was like, usually nakaabang na sila. And then it was like nobody was there. So a couple of minutes, di man minutes, seconds. Until finally, one manong stepped forward and I'm like, for Hazel? Sabi niya, hindi siya pala. Sabi niya, para kay Ma'am Hazel? Sabi ko, yes, Hazel. Sabi niya, kala ko kasi babae yung bababa.
So did he actually think you were the one on the phone?
Tapos
or?
Sabi ko, sakit niyo naman magsalita. Sakit niyo naman magsalita.
Grabe naman kayo.
Grabe naman kayo. And, all right, so here we go. We've got our top 10 courtesy of Glensum. Thank you, Glensum.
Thank you.
How well do I know you? Let's start off at number 10 from Victoriano. It's a spa. I know exactly what you mean when you say, sir, may 15 minutes pa po tayo.
Marami.
Kasi usually, ako sa akin, head massage.
You can parang pick kung ano yung spot na gusto mong parang for the last 15
And it's
minutes.
Weird, ah. You know, like, I never let anyone touch my feet.
Your feet, yeah.
And I always tell them, like, okay, it's no problem. Basta wag yung talampakan because, like, stay away from it. But it's so weird that they automatically touch your feet, but they ask permission if it's head massage.
Oh, say, sir, so okay lang ba yung permission?
Mag-ano ba ng head massage? Kasi I guess ang ano is if you're okay to get oil in your hair.
Right.
Kasi a lot of people actually don't like
kasi,
it.
Kasi hello, if you're not going home after your massage, mukha ka namang dinunk sa oil, di ba? Kasi super oily talaga eh.
Super oily, but for me, it's like, it's the best part. Of the massage, the head massage. Kasi nga parang, because for people who get regular headaches, I'm okay to get head and shoulder massage.
I have to say.
Even without the rest. Like, for me, that's the most important.
I have to say, I love getting head massage.
Head and shoulders, actually.
Ako mostly the scalp talaga. Yeah. Like, oh my God,
no, but
please.
You have to damay the neck. Kasi for me, when I get migraines, the G spot
of your neck, of your top part,
the ground zero of the pain is usually somewhere in the neck, or alam mo yung where the head meets the neck.
Yeah, but
doon.
Ano yun na, parang that's like our weak spot. So yes. the person massaging you must really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's very risky.
Mm-hmm.
Especially kung medyo matigas yung kamay.
Yeah.
Like yung pagmasahe sa'yo. But yeah, for me, ito yung especially yung parang ako yung, you know, the neck and shoulder, that spot between
that spot.
The neck and your shoulder.
Okay.
Or yung nagko-connect nung shoulder and neck mo. Yun. So, kasi pa-echo.
Ako yung
mabigat
parang...
My God, I think my head is heavy because of like how big my brain is. No, but honestly...
No, I think it's the ego that's heavy.
That too. I mean, can you imagine? Big brain, big ego. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like I have the weight of the world on my head.
So, kailangan ko yata mag-Beyonce. You got a big ego. Got a big ego.
Kanye West.
No, for me, like I have this, I don't know if it's real or if I'm imagining things, but I feel like there are two giant veins running down the side of your neck. Yun yung masarap. Yun yung masarap slash masakit.
Pag ina-ganon-ganon.
Yes.
What? No.
Right?
Parang I was gonna say it. Can we do that to each other?
Like, I'm telling you, can we like talk to our bosses? Kahit yun na lang. To have like a masseur.
Ako masseur. Gusto ko masseur. Grill. Kasi para malambot.
Ako kasi gusto ko like medyo mas...
Oy, gusto mo mahina din ang pressure. No, but yeah. And the scalp talaga. Kasi...
Hindi, gusto ko yung I know that you have the power, but you choose not to use it.
But you're being very gentle with me right now.
You can crumple me like a piece of paper.
No, but...
But instead, you manipulate me like origami. I'm putty in your hands.
Whatever. No, but it feels amazing.
It feels amazing.
Yung feet, I used to love getting my feet massaged. But
oh,
you
no.
know what?
It's a no
I
for
don't
you.
Anymore. Maybe because I have a lot of... Marami na akong mga foot issue. I don't know. Feet issues. Yung parang may mga siguro natapilok na din ako before. Yung may mga parang nasasaktan ako pag masyadong...
Okay. I it makes sense to me now. Because you have tasted the agony of the feet. The agony of the feet.
Accurate. Mm-mm. Totoo. The agony of the feet. Masakit talaga.
Masakit yun.
Sobra. Sobrang... Nabibitter ako pag ganyan
natatalo
eh.
Pag natatalo ako eh.
De, pero totoo, head talaga for me, shoulders. Kahit na mabilis na lang like the arms, the back, the legs, I don't really care that much.
Yeah. Ako nga kahit ano lang, alam mo yung massage lang from mekaniko.
Wait. Where exactly do you get your car fixed? Bakit may masahe from the mekaniko?
Barbero! What I wanted to say was barbero. Bakit may mekaniko? Manong pamasahe na.
Sino Siguro yung mekaniko, hawak-hawak niya yung ano, yung wrench, no?
Yung wrench, huh? Hindi, sa barbero. Minsan, mas gusto ko pa yun kasi it's just like, gets, alam mo yung, it's just the head and shoulders and it's so good.
Actually,
like when they really know what they're doing.
Kaya ang sarap magpa hair treatment or like even just a haircut when they give your head a massage.
Super
it's
fave.
Honestly the best talaga.
Oh,
I miss it. I miss it so much.
I know, right? Pero diba sabi ko, after the first massage we ever got, after, since the pandemic started in 2020.
You weren't happy to go.
It was not good.
But I do remember when we went
to so
that spa opening and we were all together. Diba we got a little taste of it?
Yeah, yeah.
We got our feet massaged, right?
Oh, I always
tell you. Skipped it, ba? What did you get done?
No, you can massage my legs. Like especially the
just
calves.
Not the feet.
Ugh, the calves. Parang it's like, oh my gosh, like yung hindi mo alam na may
pain.
Na may pain.
Lalo na for you because you're such a walker.
Oh my gosh, it feels so good. Mm-hmm. And number 9, coming from Juice Blank. Predictable na yung mga fina-follow mo sa social media mo. Paolo Avellino, Chris Pratt, tennis player na pangahan. Mapangaba si Sverre.
Si Maki.
Yung rapper na palaging nakatype gray sweatpants.
Ano? Macklemore? Rapper na naka-gray sweatpants?
Oo.
Di ba si Macklemore?
Really?
Ay, hindi ba siya?
Is
there
Ben
another
Kelly?
Rapper that you follow?
I don't know. And si RuPaul. Okay. Sige. Yeah. Number 8. Can I mystify?
Parang hindi mo naman yata fina-follow si Mama Ru. Fina-follow mo ba?
Fina-follow ko yata. I'm not... well, oh nga no. Do I?
Do
I probably
you?
Do.
Do you follow Zverev?
Yes. Hello.
Hindi. Minsan kasi, alam mo,
is the sun
ito,
hot?
No, but there's, okay, parang may mga instances na meron kang idol.
Let's stick with idol.
Someone you're a fan of na hindi mo fina-follow. Huh? Di ba may ganun
like
moments?
Who?
I don't know. Parang before meron tayong napag-usapan, tas I was like, you
alam mo, baka
follow?
Nakalimutan ko lang. Gets? Alam mo yung parang like, ooh, this is on my follow list. Tas biglang I'll do something else. But I would usually follow them. If they're an idol.
So obviously you follow Zverev, you follow Mackie McDonald.
Yes.
Calix.
Of course. Number 8.
Everyone Lodi.
Ang dami kong Lodi. Number 8 from Queen of Deadma. I know how you're feeling based sa lalim ng buntong hininga mo.
That's very Chico.
That's very me. Tsaka lalo na pag yung exhale ko may word.
Maingay.
Lord. When I'm like, Lord. I'm really frustrated.
You're frustrated or you're dreading something.
I'm dreading something. I'm like, ugh, I can't even. Number 7 coming from Yogon. How well do I know you? Now well enough to make me stop judging you and your life choices.
I like that. Sometimes you really need to know a person para medyo ma-overlook mo na yung
right?
mga things that you judged them for initially.
Yung parang the choices themselves are something that you would usually judge people for.
Mm-mm.
Pero once you get context
of
why they do what they do, why they chose the things that they chose, you become a little bit more understanding.
They do say it takes like 8 positive interactions with someone for a person to like you.
Oh.
Like, well, not naman like kailangan ganun, but parang usually. Usually that's what it takes for a person to have some sort of fondness for you. It takes like at least 8 positive interactions. I just heard it somewhere. Na parang
bakit tayong tatlo naka 3 million positive interactions.
You still don't like, you still hate us.
Pero nagbabangayan pa rin tayo.
Parang medyo, siguro may exception to the rule.
Hindi, ano tayo eh. You know what we are? We're like, fencers. Like, nag-spot padahan
tayo. Baka kayo ni Mark? Parang, na-op- happy ako. Hindi ako pwedeng sumali sa fencing eh. I'll just watch.
Na Lady Camden, ano ka na naman ba?
I'll keep score. Kayo.
I'll keep score.
Kayo, mag-fencing kayo. Sige, go. Supportahan ko kayo dyan.
Moving on. And hello to Jen. Good morning.
Pero bakit tayo parang fencer?
Ha? Huh?
Bakit tayo parang fencer?
No, you know, like we're always like getting a jab in as much as we could. At saka we're always trying to like, etong sayo. Ah, ganun ha. O, etong sayo. Mm. So may mga ganun. That's all I meant. That's all I meant. And number six coming from El Macchiato. True story. My husband came home one day and he said, babe. And I was like, magkano yung binili mong action figure? I can already distinguish his multiple babe intonations and what they mean. Kaya pag yung parang may babe. Actually, alam ko yung kay Baby Way.
Paano?
Pag meron siyang either meron siyang request, meron siyang
kasalanan.
Hindi naman kasalanan, but more like kunyari meron siyang gustong i-broach na alam niyang hindi ko type.
Okay.
Or, basta ganun.
Like meron a sensitive na, topic maybe.
Na, not necessarily sensitive.
Or hindi mo lang feel.
It can be like a very small thing. Like kunyari, alam niya, tinatamad na ako. But oh, pero gusto pa siyang bilhin or something. Or, labas tayo. Meron siya muna.
Yung lamping
initial,
voice.
Oo.
Ano, paano?
Hindi, may, basta it's a tone. I don't know.
How?
No. Very quick lang. Parang ano na, parang, eh? Basta there's a way that I know
na
that,
hindi ganun yung usual way niya of calling
yes.
you.
Yes. Kasi pag kunyari, like ka na, ano, uwi na tayo. Pag ganun, iba eh. Parang it's more throwaway. Pag medyo deliberate yung, eh, then I know that there's a something that
alam ko na. Live demo. And we would like to welcome to this Facebook. Bigla mo. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And number five from Italiana Gold. How well do I know you? Pag nawala ang chinelas ko sa harap ng bahay, alam ko nang bumisita yung pinsan ko. So kailangan ko pang pumunta sa bahay nila, FYI, we're just neighbors, to get them back.
Okay.
So wait.
Wala pa siyang chinelas?
Ano yung suot niya kung pumunta sa inyo?
Exactly.
Kasi gets ko yung sinuot niya yung chinelas mo kasi it was outside of the house on his way home. But what was he wearing on his way to your house? Nothing? He was barefoot?
Maybe.
Ano ba pangalan niya? Contessa?
Barefoot Contessa. My God, ang throwback. Pero ka ba yun? Di ba si Lifestyle Network yun?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The Barefoot Contessa. Number four, from Simply Nedge, pati parents mo. Ako ang tinatanong kung ano na yung mga ganap mo lately.
Some people kasi aren't open sa, like, family.
To family.
Nila. Kung ano pinaggagagawa.
I kinda get it, yeah. No, pero still, that they go to you means you probably know everything.
Yeah, pero I'm not the type. I mean, ako kasi I'm very makwento. Especially sa mom ko. She... Yeah. Like I said, diba, nakwento ko naman before, nag-growing up kasi, ganun talaga kami. Like every day from school, she would ask me, how was your day? And then I would tell her in detail, like everything that happened, all the highlights, kung may low point man. So, sanay ako just talking to my mom.
Yung mga ano mo, non-Facebook official.
And next entry. Oy, pero alam niya, may mga alam.
Alam niya? Seryoso?
I'm not sure this is a good look for her because, you know, it is her birthday. Maybe we should...
Oh, sige, happy birthday, Tita Baby.
This is a little, happy a little awkward, but...
yeah,
but... Siyempre, hindi ko naman na ikukwento like in full detail, like all the dirty details. That would be a little awkward.
Right,
but,
right.
And
then, no, what I mean is like, alam niya na you're in a relationship.
Yeah, alam niya.
Ito yung tao na you're in a relationship.
It came to a point na kasi when I was like much younger, obviously when I was still in college, ganyan. Like may mga times na I would say na I'm gonna sleep over Hannah's place. But of course, I'm sleeping over sa bahay ni Marie. Kunyari, ganun. Sa ibang bahay ng ibang friend. Ganun. So I would sometimes I would like leave out certain details.
Mm-hmm.
But parang at some point as an adult, meron ako na parang I might not come home. Like, baka umaga na ako umuwi kasi I'm gonna be with blank.
Oh.
Like my boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And then parang siguro because, you know, hello, I was already an adult at that point. Tsaka parang may magagawa. Can she stop me? What is she gonna do? Like, block me from leaving the house? So, yeah.
Okay.
But hindi, tsaka parang feeling ko kasi, ano, I'm someone that can be trusted. So,
ikaw kasi, ito na naman tayo eh. Minention mo na naman si Marie eh. May alat na naman sila. 1, 2, 3.
Asawa ni Marie.
Araw, gabi.
Oh, walang blank.
Walang pantry.
Walang pantry.
Sa ano lang, mga shelves.
Cabinet.
And number 3 from Lord Camden. How well do I know you? I can tell the differences between your smiles, especially the ones that never reach your eyes.
Dead eyes.
Alam mo yung nakasmile ka, pero yung mata mo hindi nakangiti. Only people who really know you can distinguish that.
Can you try it on camera? What is your... Okay, let's both do it.
Ah, sige.
What is your smiling na genuine?
Genuine?
Look at my face para mapangiti ka talaga.
Ah, sige.
Parang ano? Pang nasira? Alam mo yung parang robot na biglang nag-malfunction.
Ah, sige. Ata, this is my genuine smile. Okay, for the people who are listening to us on the radio, we'll give our genuine smile first.
What's your...
Genuine? Ikaw. Genuine smile. Dapat may ano, sound effect. Okay. And then, what about a smile that you're actually sad but you're smiling?
Bakit ganyan yung itsura mo? Ang makakainis, nakakasira naman eh.
Bakit?
Hindi ko tuloy.
Bakit?
Ba't ganyan?
Alam mo yung ano? Alam mo kung sinika mukha ko? Alam mo yung ginagamit nila ngayon na filter na nilalagay nila sa mga movies?
Oh, ganun. Kamukha! Oh my God! That's so true! Yung lumalaki yung mata!
Tapos na nakasmile.
Ito, pero ito walang filter.
Ito walang filter. Ano nangyari?
Paano nga yung...
Hindi ko na maalala.
Yung smiling with... yung smiling without, ano, without meaning it.
Without meaning it? There.
Ako pa paano?
Like a smaller smile? At saka siguro walang teeth?
Yung smiling through the pain. Siguro ako parang...
Saka it always works yung no teeth, di ba?
Parang...
Oh, yes. Yung parang ano, yung parang... Tsaka they say my smile is an inverted smile.
Parang kang Joker.
Yung parang nakangiti ako, pero like pero even legit
down,
ha.
Downturned ba yung
downturned
mouth mo?
Yeah. And I think, sino pa, may sinabi sila eh, another celebrity. Si Kim Chu. Ayun, kamukha ko pa. So, parang
like... Doppelganger.
Look-alike, diba? Parang chinita. Pero like, gets yung parang, even the smile, the legit smile, tends to be like a, alam mo yung makabaliktad, para siyang frown. Pero it's a smile. And then, I do have that. I've seen it in a lot of photos of mine.
Oo. Parang, I get it.
Alam mo ba,
I
tried to consciously change that? Kasi sabi ko, why is it downturned? Like, I'm legit smiling, but why is it downturned?
So, kaya kung, ano yan? Kaya kong gawa ng paraan using a lip liner. Gusto mo?
Yan ang magiging Joker. Magiging Joker na yan.
Draw natin yung ano mo para medyo nakaganda.
Para nakataas. Okay. And number 2 from Gerald John Paz. How well do I know you? I am your Facebook legacy contact. Whoa. Ay, alam mo, I really feel so
uncomfortable. Wala ka pa bang legacy?
Wala pa.
I do. I have.
Really?
Mine's...
I have a
number. Hindi lang isa. I think my legacy contacts are Hannah, Sarah.
It's so morbid kasi.
It is very morbid, but you know what? Mas morbid pa yung nasa bahay ko, nakapin sa fridge ko, nakamagnet. Like all my information. Like my passwords, my bank details. Tapos may nakalagay Hannah.
Hazel, minsan bisitahin naman kita.
Walang kwenta.
Bisitahin naman kita minsan.
Tapos parang ako, bakit nawala yung little note dito? Nasaan na yung ano ko? Yung mga information ko. Hindi, pero kasi for me, hindi naman morbid, but I'm also thinking in the event of an emergency na hindi
that's
ako
true.
Makauwi, hindi ako pwedeng pumunta. At least, you know, someone that I trust fully can go there and like, alam mo yun, and take care of things for me. So, yeah. I think it's smart to have that.
Okay, yeah, but it's true though. I mean,
I guess especially for me because I live alone.
I know I should, but...
Eh, ikaw naman, may baby whale ka naman.
I would sabagay, pero still. And, also from Martin D, kapag may emergency, alam ko lahat ng pin mo sa bangko.
There you go.
I was surprised that Rica knows your pin.
Hindi naman niya siguro na memorize. It only happened one day that we were on board.
Because Hazel needed to withdraw.
Hindi, kasi parang bibili si ng ano si Rica. Hmm. Bibili kasi siya ng breakfast yata natin for coffee or whatever. Eh, wala akong cash. So I was like, can you just get money for me?
Yeah.
Can you withdraw na lang? Trusting.
Yeah.
Trusting. Mm-hmm.
And you trusted the serial killer?
Mali yung judgment. Doon ako medyo, pumalya.
Oo, diba?
Pumalya. Okay. Hindi, pero sa totoo lang, yeah, I think I'm very trusting, especially pag someone that I know and love. Mm-hmm. And kung na-earn mo na yung trust mo,
yeah.
You have to be someone that, you know, obviously I've been around for, hindi pwedeng bagong kilala pa lang, papawithdrawin na kita.
That's true.
Pero yeah, I think I'm pretty trusting. Hindi ako suspicious na tao.
Mm-mm.
Do you think you are?
I think I am. For
more than me, for sure.
For people I don't know, definitely. Or hindi naman na I don't know. Pero yung, kunyari, hindi naman tayo close.
Uh-huh.
I am. Like, it takes years of being together for me to trust.
Hindi. Diba? Close na tayo. Ang tagal na nating co-host dito.
Mm.
So, para ma-practice lang natin yung trust issues mo, para medyo let's work through that, I will withdraw for you.
Kasi yun nga, ako, ang ano kasi dyan is that assumption mo is if you know somebody long enough, you know that you could trust them.
Yes.
I've known you long enough to know that I can't trust. Alam mo yung, it works both ways. Remember.
Sure you can. I've never betrayed you. I've never done anything to make you question my
hindi, siguro ano, ganito,
sincerity.
Ganito. Sa pera, I will trust you. Sa pera, I will trust you.
Sa pera?
Sa pera.
You will trust me?
I will trust you. Like, kunyari, I need to withdraw something and I'll give you my pin. Oh, I can.
O, saan mo ako hindi itatrust?
Kunyari, mag-out of town.
Mas willing ka pang i-hand over yung ATM. Oh!
Kunyari, mag-out of town ako na ako lang.
Tapos, may iuutos ka na dadalhin sa condo.
Kunyari, parang, Rica, pwede bang padala?
Buwisit! Buwisit to! Hindi. Pero yeah, like I said, you can trust.
Yeah. Hindi, pero diba? Kasi nga like, it's a weird thing. Sometimes there are people you're actually closer to.
But
when it comes to mga ganyan, parang like, sometimes meron kang like somebody you've known.
Merong dependable na tao,
right?
Kasi.
Tapos alam mo yung you've known them
shorter.
For a shorter amount of time, but you would trust them more than somebody who's actually like, whether family or friends na from way back, obviously. Mm-hmm. Diba no, may mga ganon?
Yeah.
And I find it so fascinating na, oo nga no, what constitutes that kind of trust? Why do you trust somebody you've just known for a relatively shorter amount of time over somebody you've known? Pero minsan nga, like, you know, joking aside, that's also the case. Kasi nga, when you know somebody enough,
you know that you can't trust them.
Yeah,
I agree.
Meron din kasing ganun. So, yeah, uh-huh. It works both ways. The top, how well do I know you, comes from Mrs. of G. Changwook. Mrs.
Mrs.
Of.
Of.
G.
G.
Chang.
Chang.
Wook.
Wook says.
When you post a sweet photo of you and your husband on social media, I automatically know that you two are struggling IRL.
Ooh. Ito yung mga couples na usually naman when everything is good, they don't really post anything. They're
right?
not that active on social
right,
media.
Right.
Maybe because, you know, they're enjoying life. They're living their lives. Diba? Pero parang, ito yung parang, it's like an attempt.
And
almost
it's
not just to convince others, but
yes,
maybe to even
yes.
convince themselves
I was going
that
to
they're
say,
great. They're
yung
okay.
parang, maybe if we put it out there, we might mean it. Or we remind ourselves.
It might trigger pleasant emotions.
Memories, yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially if medyo you're not on each other's good sides, mm-hmm. it might bring you back there.
True.
To that place, that sweet place. So there you go. We've got our top 10. How well do I know you? We will be staying on Facebook Live, but we'll play a couple of songs in the RX booth before we jump back with the final batch.
That's right. And we'll play a little game for our in-between. How well?
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today.
Already? We had so much fun playing our in-between. And I therefore conclude that I'm the best co-host ever. I pay attention. I know you very well. But I have to say, you did well also.
Yes. Tsaka natatawa lang ako. Parang ano siya. Parang like, how well do you know your co-host? Tapos ano na kagad, no? Yun na yung conclusion niya. I'm the best co-host ever. parang ang laki nung jump natin.
I'm saying, I'm like, you know, I listen
laki
to you.
Ang laki nung tinalon.
I listen to the things you tell me and I remember them.
Okay.
And I pay attention. No, but TBH, I'm the type kasi talaga that remembers stuff.
Yeah.
I remember random stuff about people that I care about. But you will know if I don't care about you because
yeah.
I will most likely not remember anything you tell me. Yung I'll listen, yes, I'll be polite enough to listen. But usually, in one ear, out the other.
Hello, ako nga. Laging may pa-quiz si Baby Whale. This is Baby Whale we're talking about. I'm Clingy Garcia. Pag nagtanong siya ng mga trivia questions sa akin, wala akong maalala ni isa. Like literally, like, ano yung first birthday gift mo sa akin?
Oh,
I'm
no!
Like, I'm telling you, like, 0 out of 100.
Ako, ang sinasabi ko lang naman, Baby Whale. Ako kasi, like I said, I pay attention. So.
No, pero alam din naman niya kasi na...
Hindi, pero kasi naman, medyo yung sa atin, we will most likely remember because we talk every single day.
Yeah.
And you know, most
that is
of
true,
these
though.
Things, we don't just tell each other once.
Like, we've probably talked about it.
Multiple times. And also, you know, we do have a lot of downtime. We're not scared of playing music and we're making chika.
Yes.
So, yeah, so we remember these things. Ang tanong, anong maaalala ni Marky sa mga pinagsasabi natin? Kasi half the time, hindi natin sure kung nakikinig ba talaga sa atin. Or...
Ito siya kasi Marky, yung tipong like, who are you guys again?
Meron nga, kasasabi mo lang 2 seconds ago. Biglang niya pala napansin.
Alam mo yung ano, 15 minutes kayong nag-uusap about J-Lo's, ano, J-Lo's documentary, for example. 15 minutes tayo nag-uusap. Biglang maya-maya. Guys, you know what? You should watch J-Lo's documentary.
Nag-reaction talaga. Yeah, we literally were just talking about
it. Tapos meron pa siya nung, no, I mean, documentary, the new one.
Yeah, that's what you were talking about. But you know, we understand.
Yeah.
We accept him for who he is.
Sabi nga natin, di ba? Like, our true selves. So.
Flaws and all.
Here we go. Thanking Glensome for the topic, how well do I know you? Let's start off at number 10. Coming from Maxim De Winter, let's just say you should do everything in your power to make sure I remain your friend. Again, like we said, the ones who can save you can also
destroy
you. Number 9 from Quivo, I know when you're genuinely helping others and when you're doing it for social media clout.
Nalala ko yung graduation speech ni Raja. Yung number 3 or number 4, be kind to people if they have money, but also be kind to the poor, for you never know when a camera lurks nearby to capture your good deed.
Yes. Right?
Tawang-tawa si RuPaul doon. Feeling ko guilty siya.
I'm sure. And also, number 8 from Coco Hernandez. I know you need time to heal after a fight, and all we have to do is shut up for a bit, and we can be mature about it later.
You don't want to say anything in the heat of the moment.
Parang don't push it.
Hindi, tsaka minsan kasi may masasabi kang masasamang words eh.
Yeah.
Kasi ang, you know, nasa peak yung galit mo pa eh. I had to learn that the hard way kasi an ex of mine before, talagang parang basically he told me na grabe ka, like when you're angry, the things that you say to me, like the messages you send me, yung parang apparently like I can be really mean when I'm mad. Oh, pero hindi ka kasi ko masalita, it's more like written.
That's
kasi nung
true.
Magkasama kami, hindi ko nasabi. So, gigil na gigil. Can you imagine? Like, sitting in a car, tas galit ka, pero hindi ko ma-express.
Ako, alam mo, that's my fear. That's my fear. Because I never let it out. If meron ako mga kinikimkim, by the time it comes out, it will come out
buhos.
Feeling ko worse than it actually is. Mm. Yung kunyari, ang dalawa. Meron akong sama ng loob sa'yo na 7. Hindi, paano ba? Oh, yeah, kunyari, ang sama ng loob ko sa'yo, 7. Ang ipapakita ko lang sa'yo, ang sama ng loob ko sa'yo, 5. Mm. Kasi I don't want you to know that, kasi nga, kinikim-kim ko eh, diba? But by the time it comes out, it'll be a 10. Gets?
Yeah.
So parang like, baka isipin mo, parang this is probably how you felt all this time. When in fact, medyo na magnify na siya because hindi ko siya nire-release.
Hindi express.
Ine-express.
Oh.
But it's actually just the 7. Gets?
Yeah.
So that's my fear always na parang like, I don't want to get to the point that I'll snap and then I'll say it and then you'll feel like sobrang laki na pala ng galit ko sa'yo. When in fact, hindi naman.
Mm-mm. Kaya parang you have to also check yourself.
Yeah.
Pag ganyang situation na parang you have to remember na, okay, once you let out everything that you want to say, what happens next?
Right.
How will that person take it? How will they react? Because you never know. Maybe sa sobrang galit mo, ang pangit ng sinabi mo, and they're not willing to move past it. Diba? Baka biglang gusto mo lang namang ilabas sila. Parang gusto nilang lumabas sa relationship.
Kasi it's like sometimes for me, because it's tainted with frustration.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, ang tagal mo nang gustong sabihin pero hindi mo masabi.
Tapos feeling mo parang hindi pa rin nila nagigets, na gusto mo na magets na lang nila even without you having to say it.
So I'm so scared to get into like a shouting match.
I get it.
Kasi talagang like, oh, it's going to be ugly.
Tignan mo.
It's going to be super ugly.
Maaga ako pumasok today. You don't have to say it. Constantly working on it. Working on it.
Kasi pag ako sumabo,
I'll be sure to close my eyes.
Ano? Tatamaan ka.
Pipikit ako. I don't want to see it.
Okay.
Might hurt my eyes.
No, but...
pero to, diba? Parang ganon. Yeah. You quietly work things out.
Or, you try to say it without... You try to find some sort of release without literally saying it, para lang hindi siya naiipon like a volcano. Kasi that's why volcanoes explode, because it doesn't let it out little by little. It gets trapped under the earth's crust.
Yeah.
And then pag sobrang dami na, hindi na kaya nung ibabaw,
bubulwak.
Well, it will explode. Bubulwak siya, di ba? Sisirit. And number 7 from Queen of Deadma, how well do I know you? Alam ko na kung ano yung order mo without saying it. Upgrade to large fries, extra salt, Coke Zero, no ice.
Upgrade to large fries. Wow.
I guess if you order, like, parang tayo, hello.
Hindi, kasi ikaw nagdagdag ka na sa ano mo eh.
Actually, no.
Kasi before, standard yan, latte.
Mm-mm.
Alam ko na, tall latte.
Parang dumadami nga ngayon.
Ngayon, parang, oh, diba? Tapos even with the drink that we have today, dati iisa lang din yung order mo from this place. Ngayon, iba na yung
iba
order
na rin
mo. Ah, how is it pala? Super tapang?
Parang nina, parang kumakabog na.
Nagpapalpiti ka na ba?
And I don't usually palpiti.
Okay.
Matapang siya. Oo. And number five from Mrs. of G. Changu. Number six from Row Row You're Both. True story. My twin and I love pork sinigang. When she orders non-pork sinigang, ay, there's something wrong. Most likely may sakit siya. Or may dinadamdam.
Like, kunyari, biglang sinigang nahipon.
Yung parang, or hindi, like,
salmon?
Like, siguro non-completely, biglang adobo.
Ah, completely different. Yung akala ko, like, ibang sinigang. Oh,
why
naman
are you, like, ordering something else?
Ikaw ba, anong favorite, di ba hindi tayo sinigang people, but what's sinigang your favorite sinigang?
None? Hindi talaga ako sinigang.
Kahit like, luto ni Baby Will?
Siguro pork na.
Anong bang sinigang
like
ni Baby Will usually?
Like ribs.
Ribs. Si Mama ma-sinigang ma na like ribs.
You know why? Because I'm really not a big fan of meat chunks. You know this about me. Like beef and pork. Pag alam mo yung naka-cube.
I also don't like.
I really don't
nakakapagod
like
nguyain.
Oo.
Nakakapagod nguyain. Tapos parang kakanguya mo, it becomes bland.
Masipag yung pangako. Pero when it comes to that, parang hindi ko talaga. Hindi, gets. Like,
choosy ka kung ano yung e-efforta ng panga mo.
And,
I do like locavore. Sabi ng friend ko, gusto mo ng locavore, no? Yeah, gusto ko ng sizzling sinigang. But I also enjoy naman yung may sabaw. It's just not my favorite.
Oh,
there are just moments na bigla mo ikikrave. Kasi you don't have
I've never
often
craved for sinigang.
I have.
In my life.
Tapos may specific sinigang ako ngayon na pag nagkikrave ako, yun yung hinahanap ko. Kasi it's pretty similar to my mom's sinigang. Which is a restaurant in Capitolio. Their Angus beef sinigang.
Oh my gosh.
It's actually quite delicious. Even if you're not a sinigang fan, I think ma-appreciate it.
Okay. Number five from Mrs. G. Changwook. Alam ko yung pasikot-sikot papunta sa bahay niyo. Even though I don't actually know your address. I get this.
Oh, syempre
like,
kung hinahatid mo.
Like, hindi mo alam yung actual address. Like, yung biglang i-quiz ka. Ano yung address ni ganyan? No. Pero kaya mo siyang hatid sundo.
I mean, do you know the name of my building?
Yes.
Oh, you know the name?
I do.
Pero it gets, kahit hindi mo alam yung exact, like, ano,
yeah,
you know, kasi you've been there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I get it. Pero mas ano siguro pag yung house. Kasi mas mahirap
house
matandaan yung, like,
like, alam mo yung village, pero hindi mo alam yung actual, possibly you don't know the street or you don't know the number.
Alam mo, for some reason, I think memorize ko yung address mo. Kahit once or twice pa lang akong nagpa-deliver ng anything sa bahay.
Hindi
ko alam. Kasi doon nakatira si Baby Will.
Hindi dahil doon ako nakatira. Hindi man lang dahil doon ako nakatira.
I'm kidding.
Memorize
ko.
No, but mine is easy. Kasi usually
ang ganda kasi nung ano, address mo. Parang
plus, it's like literally number, street, and subdivision. You know, like, minsan nakakalito
diba,
pa yung may
tama ba?
Yeah. Get ha, yung mga ano, yung mga pag merong
pa ako nakita yata nila.
Pag yung mga may ano, pag yung may mga like lot ganyan, block ganyan, mas nakakalito siya.
Ay, nakakalito.
Siya.
And then, tsaka pag four numbers yung street.
Pag four numbers, mas
yung number. Like our house. Mahaba yung
four numbers.
Oh
my
yeah
gosh. Number four from Gerald John Paz. How well do I know you? Hello. Pati genomic sequence mo, alam ko. Wow.
Damn, okay.
Okay, on the genetic level, kilala
ka. Grabe, ano to, may pa-DNA test.
I know, right? Lord Camden at number 3 says, how well do I know you? I can tell the difference between genuine you, polite you, and subtly sarcastic you.
It takes a lot of interaction to get there.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But, I have people in my life na ganun. Na alam ko.
Alam mo, no?
I know the tone. I know the face.
Yeah.
So,
ako, the one that I've seen, not that it's not genuine. Pero like, I've seen the difference between non-showbiz Marky and showbiz Marky.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Hindi, not that showbiz Marky is insincere.
No, no,
like,
no, no.
But I'm talking about, pag naka-on yung kanyang,
yes,
yung, alam mo, yung hermana mayor.
Yung extra gregarious. Uh-huh. And
yeah.
Like
usually when it's like...
Hermana mayor.
You know what I mean?
Sang Santa Cruz and Baba.
Alam mo, pero you know what I mean? Yung parang na hermana mayor.
Focus ano, sa hermana mayor.
Oo, di ba? Yung parang, uy, kumain pa kayo ng Shanghai, marami yan.
Pag malam, parang mayor siya, ganun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it. And I actually envy that side of Marky kasi like he can really be very gregarious. Mm. Ako even gregarious me is
still a little
nowhere
reserved.
Near that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen it. And number two from Juice Blanc, how well do I know you? Ako ang nasa emergency contact mo, which is kind of weird if I think about it, considering na hindi tayo magjowa, walo kayong magkakapatid, at buhay pa both of your parents. But okay, cool.
Oh, well, if you're best friends, diba, hindi kayo magjowa. May mga kapatid siya. May buhay pa yung parents niya. Pero
even that is like, if you think about it, yeah, that I get it.
But why not,
but
like,
why not
a family
them?
Member? Yes. Why not?
Right?
That's true. I wonder if my friend feels that way. No, I think naman they understand. Well, in my case kasi, my parents are away. They're not here. My sister is not here.
Oh, that's true.
The only one here.
That's true.
I don't think I can depend on. So, yeah. So,
I get it. Oo, no? Pero kasi that aside, di ba usually you get somebody na medyo, alam mo yung whatever happens, they're going to be in your life. And usually that's either a family member or a significant other.
Oh, yeah.
Diba, no? Kasi pag friends, parang like, well, unless, siguro nga, kung yung tipong, alam mo, literally childhood friend until now.
Yeah.
Parang family na rin yun. When you think
paano kung ex?
Ooh, that's tough.
Actually, naisip ko yan. Kasi
that's
parang,
tough.
What if, nung kayo pa, siya yung nilagay mo.
Tapos, nag-break kayo.
Nag-break na kayo, eh, hindi mo na napalitan. Diba? Would that be weird?
If you're okay, if it was an amicable breakup, pwede.
Hopefully, may pakipa siya sa'yo.
Diba? Sana
when
naman.
When the time comes now, you need them.
Kahit
sana
pa paano,
naman, diba?
Nagmahalan pa rin kayo, diba? So, siguro mm-hmm. naman that much, you kind of like, ibibigay mo na sa kanila yon.
Tipong nasa bingit ka ng alangan.
Diba?
Eh, tapos biglang I don't know her. Sasabihin ng ex mo. Oh,
grabe naman yun. And the top, how well do I know you, comes from Chicky Romana.
Chicky Romana says,
alam ko pag giniginaw ka sa office kasi malakas masyado yung aircon. At alam ko pag giniginaw ka kasi hindi ka naligo bago pumasok.
Ang bad mo! Ang bad! Buti na lang hindi ako naligo, work from home ako kasi pilay ako, hindi ako makaligo.
Alam mo yung parang, giniginaw, hindi naligo.
Kaya hindi ako nag-camera ng Facebook Live noon ng mga days na nag-work from home ako with
Pero,
Marky.
Pero alam mo, I get that. Alam mo, like, I remember nung medyo, kunyari, pag rainy season, ganyan, or medyo malamig, like, if I'm feeling extra cold, I actually take a bath.
Yeah, para
kasi it warms me up.
Yeah, totoo.
Alam mo, minsan ginaw na ginaw ka na, tapos you take a bath, tapos biglang dun ka pa magpapawis,
yeah,
after you take a bath.
Kasi nga parang nag-a-adjust yung body temperature mo na siguro nare-reset siya.
Yeah.
Pag nalito.
The last time I got sick, nung medyo papagaling na ako, di ba pag galing ka sa sakit, you kind of feel always cold.
Mm.
Sabi ko, I better take a bath to get rid of this parang, alam mo yung lamig sa loob. That's true enough. After I took a warm shower, parang
nawala.
I felt warmer na. Parang
yeah.
I felt like, okay, I feel much better. What about us?
Yeah.
How well do I know you?
Sino?
O, kunyari tayong dalawa.
How well do I know you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know mine.
Ako din, I know mine.
I know when, like, you... I know when you're, like, a little... Not, I wouldn't say offended.
Mm-hmm.
But I know when, like, parang medyo malapit ka na sa limit.
Oh.
Like, I just know. I can read from, like, how you react to things.
Ako kasi, I have a similar answer to you. I know when something's up, but I don't necessarily know
what. Really?
Yes. Yung parang, like, hindi ko lang alam ko ano, like, galit ka ba? Or maybe you're just in pain? Unless you tell me na, kunyari parang, it's the time of the month. Pero, like, before you tell me, I'm like, something's off. So, at saka yung hindi ko lang alam yung specifics. But I know when something's off.
Same. Parang pareho tayo
gets? Ng answer.
Pero ako kasi, yung sa akin, mas specific.
I'm a specific.
I know when there was something said that you didn't necessarily like. Or didn't necessarily, you know, enjoy. Na medyo parang, but I also know na you're not gonna call out whatever. You're not gonna say it. You're not gonna express that. Parang, but I know when you withdraw a little.
Yeah.
Yung parang medyo mag-retreat ka to your...
Shell.
To your shell. Kasi parang alam ko na, ay, parang medyo... Hindi niya masyadong ano yon. So...
Ako ang pinaka... Basado ko... Na mas gets ko kaagad... Rin yung rason... Was Rika.
Alam mo yung...
Of you three...
Kung ano yung nag-upset sa kanya. What upset?
Medj. Oo. Kasi Marky is like super
open. Hindi na natin kailangan hulaan.
Hindi kailangan hulaan.
Sasabihin niya sa atin.
Oo. Actually, hindi pa natin alam. Sinabi
niya. Parang tayo. Wala lang. Pinagdaraanan ka ba? Talaga ba?
Oo. Pero di ba? I think it's like, it's more of a guessing game with the other three.
Actually, si Rika nga, parang, and the funny thing is, siya yung parang, she thinks she's the most malihim.
Yes.
And she hides everything. Mm-hmm. But, madaling malaman nga. Mm-mm. Madaling basahin. Mm-mm. Because ako naman, I am also, I can be an open book. Like, I usually also tell you, right? Whatever I'm going through. But, feeling ko I hold my cards closer to my chest. Oo, na parang, and there are certain things lang na ganun. Hindi lahat kasi. With everything else, I'm very open.
Ay.
But there are certain things that I don't necessarily always talk about.
That's true.
Maybe that's why I'm harder to read.
Alam mo ako, I would like to think, yung mga nalalaman nyo na nabivi ako are the ones that I think I want
us to know.
Alam mo yung parang, or alam mo yung gets, yung parang, you wanna say it without saying it?
Mm.
And then, yung mga talagang ayaw mong malaman ng tao, and I'm just not talking about us on the show, like in general, yung talagang ayokong malaman ninyo, I think I hide it better. Kasi mas may effort.
Right.
Kasi yung mga iba, na parang it's more like,
Take a hint.
Yes, yes. Hindi, di ba? Gets? Yeah. Yung parang gusto mong sabihin, but you don't wanna say it. So you kind of like, give a little bit of clues that you weren't happy. And then there are those na, I do not want to let you know how I feel. And I think those are the ones na, I think mas mahirap basahin. Gets? I think meron din akong ganon.
You know, like, I think we're similar in that sense.
Yes.
Na parang, meron, same.
There
are
diba?
Times na I am on purpose
letting you
being
know
a certain
inch.
Way
yeah,
so
yeah.
that you know that today is not the day. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
yes.
Pero, pero like, there are times nga na, yeah, that is so true.
Diba?
I don't know what it is. Maybe again, vanity. Maybe
and it's so it's so tricky, ah, kasi ang dami niyang layers.
Mm.
Yung I don't want you to know, but I want you to. No, sorry. I want you to know, but I don't want to give you specifics.
Yeah.
And then there's the, I do not want you to know, period.
But what I love is when somebody opens up, like pag may biglang, because sometimes, you know, you have no idea, like the stuff we talk about off air,
yeah,
mostly like dirty and like wild. But there are times when we would have like random deep conversations,
yeah,
about serious things,
yes,
that we're going through. And like, you know, I feel like usually ako yata yung mas magkukwento na parang, ah, ganito, ganyan. And then you would in turn,
yes,
also may kwento about something that I don't necessarily expect you to open up about.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, that's...
At saka ako, like for example, with marking, like we said, what you see is what you get. Mm. Pero with you and Rica, for example, pag, if I sense something, ang concern ko lang is, I just want to make sure it's not me. Kasi like, everything else, it's like, well, it's your, diba? Like, it's up to you if you want to tell me or
sige,
not.
Oh, sige, sige.
Pero pag if it's about me, syempre kailangan malaman ko, diba? Oh. Kaya,
I was gonna say, has it ever, do you think it's ever been about you?
I don't know. Kaya nga hindi ko alam. Kasi like, guess.
So ano yung nasisense mo? So, basically, so ano, kami ba ni Rica yung may tension? Kami
no,
ba?
No. Kasi not it could naman. Be, it could be something else eh. It could be like completely not because of the show.
Right.
You know,
right,
like,
right.
Ako ganun eh. Like sometimes, it's not about something that was said on the show, but something took me out of the mood.
Right, yeah.
It could be somebody else. It could be, I don't know, something I read on Twitter and something, or I don't know, like who knows, diba? I even have like, minsan nga, I don't even know myself.
Yeah.
It's just the mood turns, diba?
But you know, when you're around each other all the time, kasi, these things sometimes just happen naturally.
Yes.
That you start reading each other pretty easily.
Uh-oh. Pero yun nga eh, diba? Like sometimes you just know na, ay, wala siya sa mood.
Uh-oh.
Pero hindi mo alam specifically why.
Yes.
So you're just more careful. You're just less like ka namang asar pag ganun yung mood. Guess?
Pero TBH, I've never honestly, like I have never been offended or yung parang na off yung mood ko because of something you said. And I can say that honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's ever happened. Because with other co-hosts, I'm not saying Morning Rush, like even like previous shows, ganyan. With other co-hosts, yung minsan may sinabi na I didn't find funny, I didn't like.
Ako alam ko lang kay Tom. Nakwento mo naman yun on air.
Expose her!
Nakwento mo naman yun on air.
Oo. Yung ganun. Pero yun, sa atin, parang for me, I don't think meron. Meron na ba akong nasabi that actually...
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
Hindi, pero gets, like, ano kasi yan eh, like, these are the things that if you work in our industry, these things are part of the pair, hindi naman perils. What do you call it? What's the word that I'm looking for? Kasama yan sa laro. You know,
yeah.
I mean, we work in the realm of banter. Mm. In the world of asaran.
You really
in the world
have to be able to read.
You have to be able to play the game.
Yeah.
So sa akin, even when I am in that, I get into that zone, I snap out of it early.
Snap
out of it. Kasi nga parang like, don't be in this kind of line of work if you're not ready to, you know,
yeah,
like be able to play that game.
Yeah.
So, mabilis din naman ako mag-snap
out of it.
It passes.
And then you're back to like your...
Right?
But yeah, anyway, safe to say, I guess, we know each other kung gaano ka vanilla yung iba dyan.
I know, right?
But thank you for joining us and we hope you enjoyed today's show. We had fun.
Sabi ni Michelangelo, ay, sharing? Retreat level pala to.
Mamaya may umiyak na.
Ikaw kasi, Hazel
eh. Open forum.
Sabi mo, meron na akong discount.
Ay, may nagsabi, hindi daw siya pwede sa radio kasi confrontational siya.
Oo, hindi yan, very Mark yan.
Imagine kung sila bigla yung co-host. Just, away,
away.
We just be egging them on in the background.
No, totoo. Siya yung magsasabi talaga, like, out of nowhere. Galit ka ba sa akin? like,
ready to, ano, to hash it out.
Oo, immediately.
Maganda din naman yung ganun. Maganda. You need that then.
Kaya nga magandang, ano eh, magandang...
Ano? Magandang partnership. Dynamic. Oo.
isang repressed, isang hindi.
Correct, correct. Yeah, anyway, we'll be back tomorrow for more of The Morning Rush. We'll leave you with Travis. Here's Closer right here on Riot Wednesday. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The Morning Rush, top 10, the best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses, TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m., heard on air and online at rx931.com and on the Monster RX93.1 radio app, twitch.tv/monsterrx931 and at RX931 on FB and YouTube, only from Manila's hottest, Monster RX93.